Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. We're going to be the Elwood Panthers and the Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to talk right now with Coach Michael Karn. Coach Karn, I tell you what, you got a good group of guys. I saw them on film this week. They played well, 26 points versus Southern Wells.
Yeah, we played really well. We played through some injuries. I was really proud of our effort. Got some stuff to clean up, but what team doesn't?
Absolutely. Coach, I'm going to mention you're a 2008 graduate from Jay County. Jay County, back in the day, going against Hamilton Heights, those were some games.
Yeah, that was before my time. yeah, but we did win sectional my senior year, which was the only one in school history, so that was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Coach, you're going to do it to Ball State 2012 graduate. They say that's a pretty good field over there. I've been there once for a ball game. I'm going to mention on September 16th, you're going to play Blackford at Indiana Wesleyan University.
Yeah, we've been playing every 2 years at Ball State with the CIC conference, and the conference decided to move to Iowa. I'm pretty excited. The facilities are awesome over there, and just talked to Coach Toll, and he said it was amazing when they played last week, so pretty pumped.
So it's going to be the conference all day long right there, isn't it? And they're going to make you guys play at 10 a.m.
That's all right. We just practiced at 5:30 a.m. the other day, so 10 a.m. is nothing.
Get your guys to stay up all night. It isn't nothing.
No, we did that because of the heat, but then the guys really, really enjoyed being able to go home after school, so I think it's something we're going to continue.
Coach, that sounds good. Go talk about your quarterback. He wears number 4, 6'2", 185, Jaden Mullins. He's just a junior, but he throws the ball well, and he's got wheels somewhat like an Anthony Richardson.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but when he came in as a freshman, he was about 5'10", maybe 140 pounds, so... he's really, really been working his tail off to get to where he's at, and 13 carries, 180 yards. We're pretty proud of him.
Absolutely. I've got to mention, in the backfield with him will be running back number 13, sophomore Bracken Jetty.
Yep, Bracken Jetty and Brylan Mort both. Brylan had 97 yards last week, and if you add in Jetty's numbers, the running back position accounted for about 130, 140 yards last week, so... a lot of rushing yards in our backfield last week.
You got two freshmen going to catch passes for you. That's A.J. Flanagan and Colin, correct me if I'm wrong, Lever.
Yep, Colin Lever. Colin and A.J., they're super great kids. Worked their tail off again, just like I mentioned with Jaden earlier. But great kids, working hard. And the funny thing about A.J. is, I don't know that his body is built like a freshman. He had squatted 275 as a receiver. That's pretty good as a freshman.
He looks pretty big. I said, well, we'll be looking for him. I'm going to mention you only have three seniors, but I'm going to talk about Luke Jones. He's 6'190". He goes both ways.
Yep, and he came out one time last week. He saw the trainer for about two plays and went right back out and didn't come back out the rest of the game. Luke is a very selfless kid. We asked him to move positions, and basically a glorified offensive lineman who can potentially catch the ball once or twice a game. And he said, no problem, coach, whatever you need.
That's pretty good. Got to mention your center and your nose man. That's Connor Sylvester. 285, he's 5'10". Plus, I'm on defensive ends. It's going to be Caleb Baumbauer, and it's going to be Gage Benton. He's just a freshman. You got some big front men.
We sure do, and two of those guys squat over 400 pounds, Gage Benton and Caleb Baumbauer. Just big, strong kids. Still got to work on some discipline with them, but the upside for those kids is just through the roof. They have a ton of potential, and they're super coachable kids.
Michael Carney, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll get a good job from absolutely. So that is Coach Michael Karn. Say what, Larry? He had an answer for every question.
Sure did. He seems to be excited with his young players and looking forward to, you know, after last week, he said over 150 yards from the running back position and another 140, I think he said, for the quarterback. So they ought to be trying to up it up and down the field.
They should, absolutely. Say what, it's a sunny day. I tell you what, the weather has been absolutely bonkers. 92 at the high today.
Absolutely, and the heat index is probably up in the hundreds, and it's been hard to practice in this stuff. Try to take care of the kids, keep them cool, and keep them hydrated.
Last night, the temperature was just skyrocketed, as you mentioned, and the heat index, it was above 100, 110, but it's going to go down now. Starting tomorrow, it's going back to reality.
Amen to that. But what is reality in August in Indiana? You know, it could be anything.
So, coach is working right there with the offense. We'll see if he has a second talking to his linemen, offensive linemen, and getting ready for some football here on a Friday night. I tell you what, Larry, a lot of teams are playing at 7:30. They think a half an hour is going to make a difference.
Well, it might. You know, the sun stays out, but it gets low in the sky, so maybe bring it down a little bit, but I can't imagine it's going to be too much cooler at that point.
Say what, next week there will be a 7:30 game right here. West Lafayette will be here next week.
Yeah, they got a little bit of a drive, so they're starting a little bit later, letting be able to get here and get warmed up and ready to go.
Give him more time to talk. So they're playing the rock and roll up there. Say what, the DJ for the team is Josh Frawley. He picked out some good tunes.
Yeah, he's a young guy, so he's getting back in our day here a little bit, but some of that new stuff, I don't know what it is, you know?
Absolutely. They're running some sign-ups right now. Dallas Capshaw taking some snaps. In the backfield, Calvin Condit throwing some in-cuts, throwing some slant patterns right there. Number 8 taking some shots right there. Coach, good to see you. It's got a warm day.
Sure. It's been warm all week. Hopefully I've been trying to build some depth this week and had to adapt our practice schedule a little bit, but it's August. It's hot everywhere. It's high school football. You gotta adapt and overcome.
Sounds good. Coach, you 18 years you played this team yet to lose a game.
Yeah, I don't want to start tonight either. So this is a special game to me. This is always our rival game when I was in high school. Didn't sleep very well that, you know, the Elwood week where my dad went to high school. So there's a lot of history between Tipton and Elwood, at least as far as I'm concerned. So that's a big game for us. And for me personally, it's also a big game because, we got beat last week and we need to get better and we need to get back. We need to get a W.
Kurt, you got to mention back in 2000 and 1999, Elwood did get 2 wins.
They were outstanding. They had Justin Fry was one of their good players. I believe they were undefeated, lost the regional to in a really good ball game to Ron Colley, who was eventually the state champ, I believe. So they were a very good ball club, but that's the last time they've gotten us, and we'd really like to keep that spring rolling.
Coach, I know you handled the heat. That's one of my questions here. You had to talk about that. How about freshman Nathan Hawkins? I know he's got an ankle right now. He's the offensive guard and a puncher.
Yeah, he's out for tonight. Hopefully we'll get him back sooner than later. But we've got Riley Coleman, the junior, going for him, and that'll be his first varsity start. He played quite a bit last week. So again, he's a junior. He needs to do a job. He needs to step in and take over and do the job.
Coach, last week you went to Indiana Wesleyan. You had a good stop there at the goal line. You had a fumble recovery. Looked like all night long you held your own defensively.
We did some good things defensively. They really jumped on us early with some fast-paced offense, and they got scored a touchdown in the first about 3 minutes of the ball game, and really got momentum in their corner. And that was probably the thing I was most proud of last week was we had multiple chances to just kind of roll over and take it, and we did the exact opposite. We battled and battled and battled, and it was 6-0. It was six to three with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and that's credit to our kids, and that's why I told my coaches. I said, hey, we didn't play the best. I'm not sure we're the best team, but we battled, and this team's got a heartbeat, and they played Tipton football and battled. So I was proud of them for that.
Coach, you got Dakota Fergie, the senior this year. He's your place kicker. He put 2 in the end zone, touchbacks. You got to be happy for that.
He was outstanding last week and kicked a 29-yard field goal, 2 touchbacks. So you know, he deserves it. He plays soccer also, but he's with us a couple days a week and puts in a lot of work, and I think he's going to have an outstanding year.
That sounds good. Got to mention Jack Roach, William Wolford, to what those two guys can handle the offensive line.
They need to. They're sophomores. Jack was a starter for us as a freshman last year. William has a heck of a motor. So, you know, it's not easy playing offensive line as a sophomore, but those two kids, they got to keep getting better. They're good. They got to keep getting better.
I got to mention tonight, will you have a couple of guys taking snaps offensively?
Dallas Capshaw will be under center tonight, and he had his first start last week. I thought he did a good job. There were a couple plays I think we would like to have back. I think could have made a difference in the ball game, but for the most part, for his first Friday night experience, I thought he did a nice job running the show and controlling the offense.
Kirk, last thing, your home field right now has got to feel good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. You know, we've had a lot of success in this stadium, so we need to kind of get back on the winning track, and hopefully that starts tonight.
Coach, appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we're going to walk this direction. Coach is going to jog off the field. You know what, I bet he could run some routes when he was playing back in the I guess, about 88, 87. But I'm a pretty good athlete, Mr. Toll. And I imagine his dad, Mike, was pretty good, too.
Sure. And I know from coaching his son, our eighth grade quarterback and safety, Quinn Toll, he's a heck of an athlete himself, so I'm sure it goes in bloodlines.
I saw Quinn Toll come over here at the practice one day, and he came over after your practice, sat down over here, talked a little bit with some guys. Looked like he blended right in, even as an eighth grader.
Well, you know, he knows his stuff, and I think the guys appreciate that. When he talks football, I mean, he's got a lot from his dad, and we had a little situation this weekend playing Logansport. We had our head coach asked to leave the game. The refereeing over there was something atrocious. But anyhow, good thing Coach Toll was there because he took over the offensive calling. I'm the defensive guy, so I didn't know what the heck to do. But I really think we could have had Quinn just going, and he knows the offense so well. Just said, hey, Quinn, call the play and let's go.
So Coach Aaron Toll took over the reins right there, huh?
Yeah, he helps us out when he can, and being a Saturday morning, he came down. He's kind of, usually he's on the sideline just giving some suggestions here and there, but he took over as our offensive coordinator, and we started running some power football.
That's pretty good. We're going to walk back up in the booth, have a little pregame. 18 minutes left on the pregame clock. Both teams, I should say the Blue Devils, have gone into their locker room. The Elwood Panthers are running some time-ups at the north end of the field. So we'll walk this direction. And then, pretty warm night. Pretty warm here in the bleachers. They want it probably on the surface. Not that noticeable for a higher temperature. We're going to walk up to the press box right here, up above. And it's a vertical ladder. What well, if it's nothing like the old Westfield ladder? Boy, that was tough. Sure, it's not like that now. But we're going to work a press box pregame right here as we listen to some Toto. So, say what, we'll talk things over. We'll talk a little bit about tonight's ballgame. Tell you what, Larry, we'll go on. We'll talk about the schools right away, and I'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Elwood Panthers. Elwood Panthers have a school enrollment of 410. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36, along with the Tifton Blue Devils. There are eight teams in the sectional of the top. I want to mention them by their mascot. You can mention them by their games. So they are the Tigers, the Bruins. The Tigers, yep, two Tigers, Panthers, Comets, Panthers, two Panthers, Eagles, and the Blue Devils. We'll mention the principal at Elwood High School is Heather Anderson. The athletic director is Ryan Van Stock. He's a very nice guy. I worked with him last year at their home game. The athletic secretary is Amber Saleh. We'll mention Elwood High School is located at 1137 North 19th Street, Elwood, Indiana, 46036. You can reach them by telephone at 765-552. 9854. On the web, it's ElwoodPanthers.net. They wear the colors red and royal blue. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in that conference. As Coach Michael Karn mentioned, all 8 teams will play on the 16th of September, and they'll play at Indiana Wesleyan University. So the 8 teams in the Central Indiana Conference are Alexandria, Eastbrook, Madison Grant, Mississinewa, Oak Hill, Blackford, Elwood, Frankston. The Elwood Panthers are currently 0 wins, 1 loss. That 1 loss came to a Central Indiana Conference foe. We'll mention the coach is Michael Karn. Michael Karn is working in year number 3. He went to high school at Jay Kelly, graduated in 2008. He went to Ball State University, graduated in 2012. The next game on their agenda next Friday will be September 1st. Frankton will be at Elwood. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. Here's Larry with the Tipton Blue Devils.
All right. Thank you, AJ. Again, we're here at Tipton Ford Field, Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton High School has an enrollment of 454. They're in Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are 8 teams in that sectional: Alexandria, Blackford, Lufton, Eastbrook, Eastern, Elwood, Frankton, and Tipton. Tipton is located at, Tipton High School, I should say, is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Phone number is 765-675-7431. Online, TiptonAthletics.com, or an @BlueDevil_ on Facebook. Principal is Craig Leach. AD is Corey Fernone. Assistant AD, Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Their colors are blue and white. Of course, we said they are the Blue Devils. They operate in the Hoosier Conference. Eastern Division of the Hoosier Conference is Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton Blue Devils, and Western. The West Division is Benton Central, Central Catholic, that's Lafayette Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Again, Hoosier Conference, their conference record so far this year is 0-0. They're 0-1 overall. Coach is Aaron Toll in his 19th year, 134-73 is his record. He is a Tipton High School graduate from 1990, went to Indiana University, and graduated in 1995. Next up for the Blue Devils, they will be at home again September 1st at 7:30 this time against West Lafayette.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Way to go. I want to mention, and we'll talk a little bit about the games that happened last week. Last week, we'll talk about the Central Indiana Conference. Talk about Central Indiana Conference last week. Scores for last Friday, the 18th. Week 1, there were 8 games in the Central Indiana Conference. Alexandria, 49. West Bell, 12. Eastbrook, 27. Huntington North, 24. Eastern Hancock, 36. Frankton, 15. Jay County, 47. Blackford, 7. Madison Grant, 58. Tri-Central, 27. Mississinewa, 23. Norwell, 21. Oak Hill, 34. Eastern, 19. Southern Wells, 29. Elwood Panthers, 26. That's 5 conference wins in week 1 for the Central Indiana Conference. We'll talk about tonight's ball games in the Central Indiana Conference. Week 2, August 25th. All 7 o'clock starts except for Fremont and Blackford. So game 1 is Alexandria. They're at Wabash. Eastbrook is at Fort Wayne Concordia. That'll be a difficult game. We'll see what coach can do. Elwood is here at Tipton. Frankton at LaPel. LaPel, a good ball team. Hamilton Heights got by them last week. And we'll mention the 7:30 game, Fremont at Blackford. And then back to 3 7 o'clock games. Marion is at Mississinewa. Southern Wells is at Madison Grant. And Southwood is at Oak Hill. 8 Central Indiana Conference teams, 4 road games and 4 home games. Here's Larry. Thank you, EJ. Hey, AJ. I've known you forever. How'd I call you EJ? AJ. Oh, yeah, I hear you. I got you. Hoosier Conference, again, 9 teams. Last week, the first week, game results from Friday, August 18th. You had Benton Central, 21, at Delphi, 12. Kankakee Valley, 27. Rensselaer, 28. LaPel, 14. Hamilton Heights, 26. Northwestern, 14. Twin Lakes, 37. Seeger, 8. Lafayette Central Catholic, 35. South Adams, 20. And Tipton, 3. West Lafayette, 6. Lafayette Harrison, 42. And then Western, 6. Tri-West, 42. Here's your conference this week, second week, Friday, August 25th. You got 9 teams, 9 games. Benton Central will be at Seeger. Eastern at Northwestern. Elwood here at Tipton. Lafayette Central Catholic at Goering Catholic. That would be a nice game. McCutcheon at West Lafayette, North Montgomery versus Hamilton Heights, Rensselaer Central at North Newton, Twin Lakes at Delphi, and lastly Western Boone at Western. 4 away games and 5 home games for the Hoosier Conference tonight.
That sounds good, Larry. A lot of good ball games going to happen tonight. And okay, well, we got a nice gentleman beside us. I tell you what, I'm going to talk about Mr. Aiden Mort. Aiden Mort is a sophomore. Where's number 89? Not going to get to participate in tonight's ball game. He got a broken finger.
Pardon? Knuckle.
Broken knuckle on his right hand. Are you a right-handed? Do you write right-handed?
No, I'm a left-handed.
Me too. That's a good way to go. You're lucky there.
Yeah, I am. I know.
I tell you what, you got a lot of good classmates, a lot of good teammates. So what, Coach Korn, what a quality guy for head coach.
Yeah.
All right, well, we appreciate you. You don't want to talk too much. You don't want to get in trouble. But Coach Karn did talk quite a bit, and we were thankful. So more of him, less of us is always good. So tell you what, Larry, looking for some football here tonight. 8:57 on the actual game clock. You're getting ready to run down. They're going to have the national anthem here momentarily. I'm going to ask you, Larry, did you check out that game, the Colts and the Eagles?
You know, I did see a little bit of it, the first half, and Mr. Richardson didn't look too bad. I was impressed with his legs. Sure, he's got a strong arm. Sometimes his accuracy is a little something to be wanted, but I thought he played a really, really solid game.
I think the notes I heard today, he was 6-for-17.
Well, that's about what I thought, but like I said, I think they got him as much for his legs as his arm because, you know, we've had a little bit of problem the last few years with pass protection, so it's always nice to have a guy back there that can tuck and run when he needs to.
He's kind of like a Lamar Jackson. I mean, his throwing technique going to get better?
Yeah, I think that's a really good comparison, quite frankly. And, you know, he's definitely not that pocket passer. He's going to move around a little bit. He's got good escapability. So I think, you know, if he can remain healthy, that's the only thing you got to worry about with those mobile quarterbacks is they take one too many hits now and then. And as long as he can stay upright, I think he'll be fine.
I feel like Gardner Minshew, he throws a good completion ratio.
I tell you, wherever that guy goes, you know, they always think, oh, well, you know, we got this guy. He's not a starter, but you bring him in. I don't know who was with a couple years ago, but he did a great job. So good to have a guy like that back there.
Absolutely. Got to mention Sam, what's an elephant? Anyway, Sam can play the game too.
Oh, yeah, Purdue quarterback. And, you know, they always put out a good quarterback. So he's fun to watch as well.
So Blue Devils getting ready to run out on the surface. They're going to announce either their starters for offense or for defense. Say what, Larry? We'll try to get some stats. I say, well, I'm going to mention this. Top 10 NFL head coaches of all time. At the top of this is Bill Belichick. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I'm a little biased. I'm a Colts fan, but he's an Ohio guy, so and you can't argue with his record in the big game. So
329 wins, 165 losses, 67% winning percentage. He was born with the name William Stephen Belichick. And he was born in Nashville, Tennessee on the 16th of April, 1952.
Well, I didn't think he was that old. He looks pretty good.
Well, he don't answer questions and freak around him after the game, does he?
That's what probably keeps him looking young.
Very much so. Here's our national anthem. We'll set this down.
That's the National Anthem. That's the Blue Devil Band. I tell you what, Larry, the Blue Devil Band, I've said it before, but they practice nearly, if not, as much as the football team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're in their summer uniforms here. It's a hot one to be a band member, too, so they always sound great.
A little make some joyful noise out there. We'll mention, we welcome you to today's varsity football game. We are at Tipton High School, Tipton Forge Field, Tipton, Indiana. Again, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity football game. The Elwood Panthers at the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Larry's going to talk about the starters for the Blue Devils.
All right, on offense, we have number 75, Logan Huffhan, a junior, will start at center. Number 67, William Wolford, the sophomore, will start at guard. Number 64, Aiden Blair, a senior, will start at the other guard. Number 65, Big Jack Roach, a sophomore at tackle. On the other side, number 70, that's Riley Coleman, a junior at tackle. Number 31, Cole Hussey, junior, tight end. Number 11, Landon Spidell, also a junior wide receiver. Number 8, Oliver Conaway, also a junior wide receiver. Joe Clouser, number 81, a sophomore wide receiver. Number 3, Dallas Capshaw, junior, will be starting at quarterback. And number 87, Calvin Condict, a junior running back.
That sounds good. I said, what? Larry, if you want to go ahead and mention the defensive starters. We'll get to that in here in just a second. So we're off it. Defensive starters for the Blue Devils.
All right. Again, we have William Wolford, number 67. He will be at the nose tackle position. Aiden Blair, senior at defensive end. The other defensive end is Joe, let me see, what is it? Joel Brandon. And then Cole Hussey, a junior at inside linebacker. Peyton Sergresser, he's a senior, inside linebacker. Calvin Condit, outside linebacker. Chase Hussey, sophomore outside linebacker. Oliver Conaway will be a cornerback. Joe Clouser at the other cornerback. Dakota Garman and Landon Spidell will be his safeties.
So that's the Blue Devil starters. They're going to bring him out of the tunnel right there. Look at that. There's a big boy right there. I think that's Jack Roach.
Yeah, that's Big Jack Roach. He's about 6'5", 275, and growing every day.
I think it was Jack Roach and Dakota Garman, I believe, going at it one-on-one in practice in the early going. Everybody was rooting him on.
I'll put my money on Jack. Dakota's he's a good athlete, but he's outweighed by about 100 pounds.
He's a big dude. So it's a warm night. The guys are going to be sweating. You know they're going to be perspiring. But they're not going to care because they're in a football game. They've been thinking all day long about this game.
Yeah, and I'm sure Coach has been preaching at them like we have all week. Just to get water all the time. Whenever you think about it, stay hydrated because you're going to need it tonight.
So Blue Devils being introduced right there. There's number 8, Oliver Conaway. Conaway, a 5'10 Jr., and there's Capshaw, and they're going to ride the roller coaster. It looks like that roller coaster they do for the Spirit Session. Have you seen that?
I haven't, but I can only imagine.
They get a guy out in front, they're going like this, and they're riding the roller coaster like you're at the Screaming Demon.
I used to do that whenever we went to the movies with my daughter Katie when she was little. I'd put it on my lap, you know, that kind of riding the film roller coaster. I used to do that. She'd just squeal the whole place and start laughing.
Yeah, she's a good one. I tell you what, she's got a lot of attributes in her life.
Yeah, she was a heck of an athlete, just a hard worker, and we're real proud of her.
So they're going to kick off here momentarily. Pre-game clock is at 8 seconds. They're going to empty out, getting ready to walk out the captains for the opening coin toss. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be a live coin toss. Sometimes they already know. They walk out to simulate it.
Really? I wasn't aware of that.
So they're going to walk out right now. Blue Devils. For them, four of the Elwood Panthers, they're going to flip the coin, and the Elwood Panthers are going to call it. Dan Adams is going to officiate the ball game. He's got the white hat on. I tell you what, if you don't know Dan Adams, he's one of the most quality individuals I've ever met.
So how do you know him, AJ?
He's an assigner. He assigns baseball games for up in Kokomo, Howard County, Tipton County. He also officiates baseball. He's good. He's done a final game there at Victory Field. But in the early part of the year, about in February or March, he sends emails out. There's probably 100 people and a bunch of guys assemble in the a classroom setting and start learning, getting the cobwebs out about baseball.
Well, we need more guys like that. You know, I get emails almost every day from, the National Federation of High School Coaches and, trying to get the coaches to be some referees and umpires in other sports.
So we have the coin toss. The Elwood Panthers did not call it correctly. The Blue Devils have elected to take that back. They're going to kick. Blue Devils are going to kick. The Elwood Panthers are going to receive. Panthers will move the ball from our right to our left towards the scoreboard. Panthers will travel to the north. Blue Devils going to kick off. I tell you what, Dakota Ferg, a little bit of a breeze, kind of a crosswind. Let's see if he can reach the goal line again.
Well, I'm sure Coach Gold would like that. You know, anytime again you can get a touchback without a return, that's a positive thing. Well, I tell you, Elwood came out here jumping around like a bunch of bees. They're excited to be here. Tipton's a little flat-footed here before the kickoff.
Elwood Panthers put on the board 26 points a week ago. And that's pretty good output for the offense.
Yeah, and we're talking to Coach Carr and talking about, I think he said they had about 250 yards rushing, so they got some people who can hurt the rock.
So Dakota Ferg has the ball teed up right there at the 40-yard line. He's got light blue shoes, white and light blue. So what Dakota Ferg makes pretty good progress across the way there on soccer, but the Blue Devils benefit a lot from his foot.
Oh, sure. And I think you see a lot of schools doing that, going out to the soccer field and, picking a guy out and seeing if he wants to come out and kick on Friday night.
So getting ready to return as the Elwood Panthers get out on the field. And getting ready to boot the ball away. And so Dakota Ferg is back 7 yards deep, waiting for the whistle, soccer style, right-footed kicker, Dakota Ferg. There's the whistle, there's the approach, there's the boot, pretty good boot. It's going to hit the 3-yard line and bounce on in and through the end zone and on the track.
Well, he did not disappoint on that one. Again, booted it nice and high and dropped it right in there.
Perfect kick. Say what, 3 for 3? Imagine, like you said, Coach Cole probably going to give him a kiss.
Something. I don't know about that, but some kind of gold star. How about that?
That'll work. So, Elwood Panthers out to the 20-yard line. Ball spotted. Elwood Panthers. Pretty good size front line for the Panthers. Right there in the middle, doing the snapping the football. 62, Connor Sylvester. He's 5'10", 285. Whistle blows. Play clock is moving. It's at 15. Elwood Panthers still in the huddle. They'll adjourn. They adjourn the huddle with the 11 seconds. They'll hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Number 4, quarterback Jaden Mullins. He's 6'2", 185. Going to hand off. Sting him in the backfield. Going to get a positive gain of about 3. Credit to carry. That's number 13, Bracken Jetty. Gain of about 3.
Yeah, it looked like we had, who was that on the, I think 43, Chase Hussey on the spot, on the tackle there, I believe.
So Mullins is going to go halfway to the sideline, pick up the play, which is a way back in the huddle. 18 seconds on the play clock. They'll adjourn huddle. 15 seconds. Making good time now. They're getting acclimated. Shotgun formation. Jaden Mullins. Single man in the backfield. Going to be a jet sweep. Motion right, left to right. Going to be caught in the backfield. Ball carrier was A.J. Flanagan. He's a freshman.
Yeah, a good tackle out there by Calvin Condit from the outside linebacker position.
So no gain. I think that back, they're going to lose 5. Ball's going to be spotted at the 18-yard line, 3rd down and 13.
Yeah, there was a, they had a little bit of a opening, it looked like, but Calvin Condit came up from that cornerback position, made a nice tackle right around the knees.
Now, what Panthers, they use a spread offense very similar to the Blue Devils. Single man in the backfield, that's Bracken. Bracken Jetty, shotgun snap taken by Mullins. He'll hand off to Bracken. Bracken's going to get caught behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to go down, and Blue Devils make another good tackle.
That was William Wolfer from the nose guard position. Just shot right through there, caught him about, about 3 yards back in the backfield.
So ball spotted back at the 14-yard line. This will be 4th and 15. Blue Devils deep men are back, Calvin Condit. And I'm also back deep man to the left side, number 8, Oliver Conaway. So we're going to adjourn huddle, get to the line of scrimmage. They'll work it right there. They'll drop back to punt. It'll be Bracken Jetty. High snap, lost the handle. Ball's loose. Blue Devils will take over no matter who recovers it. But the Blue Devils are going to have good field position.
Yeah, there was a number of guys trying to get on it, but I think Peyton Tregresser came up with that one.
So Blue Devils are going to get a good starting point right here. They're going to start in Elwood Panthers territory. Ball spotted at the 11-yard line from the left hash. Blue Devils can get one first down at the 1. They need 11 for the end zone. They're going to line up trips. Top of the zone, top of the, right there on the sideline, and split out wide right is Oliver Conaway. Shoot him in the backfield, Calvin Condit. Shotgun snap, being taken by Dallas Capshaw. Capshaw takes the snap, hands off Condit. They'll go right to left to look for the 3-hole. He'll dive forward, and he'll get the touchdown. 11 yards out, Calvin Condit for 6.
Yeah, he started out a little west to east, but went north to south real quick when he saw a hole. Good run.
So the Blue Devils get on the board with offensive play number 1. Out on the surface, he's trying to point after. That's number 4, Dakota Ferg. The holder is number 8, Oliver Conaway. He wore number 12 last year. He was also the holder a year ago. So there's the whistle. Play clock begins. Soccer style, 3-yard approach. There's the boot. Through the uprights, and good. Albert Conaway, a good hold, and Dakota Ferg puts his second hit through the uprights.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's no doubt he puts it right down the middle.
So, Blue Devils go up in first, 7-0 contest, permission. Tipton County Tribune. For comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports, subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media, and the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.tiptoncountytribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format when it comes to county sports coverage. A subscription to the printed weekly editions published on Wednesdays also allows access to the website or one to find it online, subscription only. Weekly matchups of Friday night's football games, however, will only appear online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. There's the boot end under end. He is short kick this time, taking it to 12. On the return, he'll take it to the Elwood Panthers sideline. Going to be tripped up. A.J. Fannigan on the return.
That's what Calvin Condon on the tackle there. Nice open field two-string tackle.
Information for updates of games. One can also follow Michelle Garment on X, formerly Twitter, @Michelle_Garment. One can also like the Tipton County Tribune Facebook page. So far, the story on tonight's football game, check out TiptonCountyTribune.com tomorrow, that's Saturday. So the Elwood Panthers to the line of scrimmage, 1st and 10, 9:33 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap for change of possession. Shotgun snap to Mullins, going to drop the throw. He'll throw a center screen. Complete. It'll be a positive gain. Credit to catch. It's number 20, Luke Jones. And he's one of the three seniors.
Looks like our two inside linebackers, Cole Hussey and Peyton Tregesser, were in on that tackle. Nice design play, though. Had the guys coming upfield on the defensive line and just popped it over the middle for that inside screen.
So to bring up second down, ball spotted at the 27 at the right hash. 9:02, second down 6 for the Panthers. They adjourn huddle. 14 seconds on the play clock. They're going to split out slot left. Split wide right. They got an H-back left side. Single man in the backfield. Bracken Jetty. Direct snap. Mullins is going to run it left side. Tried to cut it back. He's going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage.
That was Cole Hussey again, and that ball was on the ground for a little bit, but it popped right back up to the quarterback there.
That is synthetic field turf. It's got true hops.
Yeah, it bounces like a rubber ball on a piece of concrete.
So, 8:20 clock moving. 7-0 contest. Blue Devils scored on their first possession. Their first possession started at the Elwood 11. One play put in the end zone. Calvin Condon. So they're looking for a play. Play clock is whittling down. We're going to have to call a timeout. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Timeout is called. Now what Panthers are going to talk this over. And we'll also mention, don't forget, make it a weekend. Enjoy the 50th annual Atlanta New Earth Festival. It's coming up right around the corner. The final weekend of September. It's September 23rd and 24th this year. And yes, the 50th anniversary, the Atlanta New Earth Festival. Atlanta, Indiana. We'll also mention, Stay connected to the Choo-Choo Cafe. They provide catering and events, as well as bakery orders. You can contact Liz at thechoochoocafe.com. Again, that's L-I-Z, the at symbol, thechoochoocafe.com. And right around the block, I should say down the street, across the tracks, you can also find Mr. Muffin's Trains. If you're a kid or a kid at heart, you'll be more than amazed. Mr. Muffin's Trains, model trains in a fully functioning online availability for model trains, pieces, and parts. They're located at 165 East Main Street, Atlanta, 765-292-2022, MrMuffinsTrains.com.
You know, Jerry, see number 56 down there. New ball player, Brady Henderson, didn't play this year, and I think he had an injury, but he's another one like William Wolford, just got a motor And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing him play. He's one of those tough farm kids, just gives you every ounce of effort he's got in him. So good to see Brady Henderson down there in his civilian clothes, but going to be playing here soon.
I tell you what, Larry, that was a pretty lengthy timeout.
Yeah, I guess third and nine from your own, 24? Trying to figure out what they can do with that.
So they're lined up in a shotgun. Quarterback, Jake Mullen, 6'2", 185. Bracken Jetty in the backfield, 6', 180. Going to fake the handoff to Bracken. Going to keep the ball himself. Jake Mullen, he's got some wheels and he's got some desire.
Well, I'll tell you what, yeah, I thought he'd keep it. I didn't think it'd go off the middle, but Cole Hussey snuffed that one out, and he's having a good game already.
Last week against Southern Wells, I think I counted off a 65-yard touchdown run for the quarterback, Mullins.
Yeah, I bet he did. He's a pretty shifty guy.
So he's a junior. He's the only junior in the backfield, I should say, as a skilled player, even. So shotgun, Mullins, Jetty, going to drop back, and Dr. Ida going to punt. Jetty going to get rid of this one. It's going to be a sky high. Not going to go very far. Flag comes in from the line judge. We'll hope the line judge is not going to call sideline interference. Or it's going to be a warning if that's the case.
Yeah, I saw, who was it, Calvin Condit came in there, almost blocked it. Turned at the last second, just barely bumped him, so I'm sure it can't be that.
So they're going to mark it off. Ball spotted. Comes to a stop at the 46-yard line of Elwood, just inside the right hash. So he picks the flag up. I'm not sure there was a flag that was an honored there.
Well, I think they did probably throw that one with whoever that was. I'm not sure who it was, but that's the only thing I could think it would be.
So if that's the case, it's just a warning. Can't do it again. So shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield. Right to left, same play he scored on. He'll go three-hole. He's still open. He's in the open field. He's going to take it down to the 26-yard line. First down, Condit.
Yeah, that was, I think, A.J. Flanagan, the... Oh, gosh, I think he's the outside cornerback. But nice spin move, and Calvin just got out of it. It looked like he had about 5 yards and then put a spin move and broke a couple tackles and reeled off a nice one.
So they spotted it to 25 from the left hash. Blue Devils call him the play. Play clock started at 40. It's at 24 now. To the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils. They got trips to the left. Split out wide right. Here's number 8, Conaway. He's a junior. Shotgun snap in the backfield there again with Condit. They'll go three-hole again. They say if it's not broken, don't fix it. And I think that's the Bud Wright mentality.
I think so, yeah. Why do something any different? That was Bracken Jetty on the tackle for Elwood.
So play comes into the huddle. Dallas Capshaw, ball spotted at the 18-yard line. Dana 5. Take that back, you're going to call it 7. Second down and 3. So trips to the left. Single man in the backfield. You go right side just behind Dallas Capshaw. Shotgun quarterback. They call the cadence. Oliver split out wide right. He'll drop the throw. Looking for Oliver. Just out in front of him. Couldn't quite get to it. Pretty good spiral right there from Capshaw.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Just overthrew him just a little bit.
Capshaw working in the pregame. Before they went 11-on-11, he was throwing a good ball across the way on the slant pattern.
Yeah, he can throw the ball. There's no doubt about that. I just think he let him up just a little bit too much. Probably, you know, a little excited in the game, you know.
So they'll respot it at the 18-yard line. Again, third down 3. Shotgun formation. They go split 2 out to the right. Going to roll out, going to run the ball, and catch it away early. And that's Capshaw. Capshaw's inside the 10. Capshaw's going to be nailed near the 10-yard line.
Yeah, safety Bracken Jetty again on the stop, and that was a good hard run from your quarterback. You don't want him to finish off a run like that every time taking a hit, but he's aggressive going for it.
Well, he sure tucked that ball away rather early. He didn't hold anybody. in the defensive backfield. They were coming after him, and they saw him tuck it.
Well, Elwood was sending the middle linebacker. He just about got through, and I think he saw that and just said, heck with it, I'm just going to run this one.
So Capshaw is going to dry his hands with that towel on the backside. Call a shotgun snap. Still in the backfield, single man in the backfield is Calvin Condit. He's going to get the handoff. He'll go right to left. Three holes still on his feet. He's going to dive across the goal line. Touchdown, Calvin Condit. Condit has two in the early going.
I tell you what, he sees the hole so well. That was going outside. He just cut it right back across to the other tackle, and good vision right there.
So they're going to spot it at the three-yard line. And Dakota Ferg has the block, at the 10. Oliver Conaway going to be the holder. There's the whistle. Play clock is at 15. Comes the snap. The hold shift. The kick is identical to the first one. Dakota Ferg, 3 for 3 through the uprights this season.
Yeah, another good one. They were coming off the edge and almost got a piece of that, but he was cool and collected, put it right through.
The Blue Devils going to kick off once again. And I'm say what Larry's got to mention. One of the other 10 all-time favorite coaches, they say, of all time, Paul Brown. Paul Brown, he's a good one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle with all the new age coaches. But he and George Halas, boy, they really started the NFL. And I don't know if Paul Brown is still the only coach to ever coach a NCAA national championship team. And he won some championships with the Browns before it was, before there was a Super Bowl. But coached the Buckeyes, Ohio State, to a national championship back in the 50s as well.
Ohio State's got a big game tomorrow, Larry.
Well, if you call IU a game, but yeah.
It's Kevin Wright's coaching. It's a big game.
Oh, yeah. I tease all the IU people around here. They've been giving me heck for years. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Ohio State has as a quarterback. You know, new guy again this year. They say he's good, but, you know, we'll see when he's tested what he does.
So Dakota Ferg, high kick. He'll be taken at the 10. He'll work his way back on the return. Is number 5, senior Bryson McDaniel. Bryson McDaniel takes it out to near the 21-yard line.
Yeah, that was Dallas Capshaw getting down there making a nice open field tackle.
So the Elwood Panthers going to put the ball in play. Third possession here in the first quarter. 5:19 left. So, well, Larry, what do you think? They stopped the clock when they should for a varsity game. But you get to a middle school game and they run the clock.
Now, I think it's 25-point lead now. They'll run the clock. And I think at middle school level, you don't need to be putting, 50, 60 points on the board. And
I'm talking about change of possession. They'll start the clock.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought you were talking about stopping the clock for, the play there. But I was thinking about something totally different. On the wrong
side. That's all right. Meyer. And there's a handoff right there. Bracken Jetty. Little game. Going to lose one on the play.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guys practice all week for one game. They should get a game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, I think trying to think who that was. Landon Spidell looked like on the tackle out of his safety position. It's moving along pretty well, We're already in, where are we at now? 4:46 left. So, moving right along.
So, Elwood Panthers, see the line of scrimmage, slot right. Split left, single man in the backfield. Not Brady, it is Bracken Jetty. He's going to hit the fake. Pass from Mullins. Trying to get in the flat. Incomplete. Defense was right there.
Oliver Conaway arrived right in the nick of time. I'll tell you what, he laid a shot on him, but just as the football arrived, couldn't have timed it any better than that.
Oliver Conaway, just a junior. I tell you what, he played last year defensive back as a sophomore. He sure loves the game.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. He doesn't shy away from anything, and when he sees something, he goes gets it.
He's got the gloves on. He's got the towel out in front. So what, these helmets look good.
Yeah, they do. I like the blue with that devil in the pitchfork. That's nice.
Shotgun formation. 5 yards deep. Jaden Mullins. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off. Bracken Jetty. He'll take that back. Here go left side. that ball carrier there was 15, Brylan Mort, the ball carrier. You know anything about Brylan Mort?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well said. Well said, Aiden. He's up here. That was his brother. I said, what, had to say hi to him. Twin brother, Aiden Mort. And working right there, 15, Brylan Mort. Brylan Mort is a good blocking back.
Sure is. And number 75 tackle, Caleb Baumbauer, had a nice field block there on the outside. You don't let him get outside.
Elwood Panthers, ball spot is 27-yard line. Going to back up in punt formation. Snap a little bit off target. Got the handle. Good punt. Black and Jetty. It's going to land on the Blue Devils 45-yard line. And he's going to pick the ball up. Oh, that was Fidel in a crowd. He picked the ball up.
Yeah, I'm sure the coach is going to have a little talk with him about that. You never want to do that as a kick returner. We always been, you know, told to yell poison, poison, or something to get away from it. And I thought he was just in there looking at it, reached over and picked it up with a guy about half a foot from him. Not the smartest play.
So Blue Devils going to have the ball. They're going to spot it at the 43-yard line at their own 43 from the left hash. Clock stop for the change of possession, 3:28. First and 10, Blue Devils, a 14-0 advantage. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw in the backfield to his right. Calvin Condon changing sides of the field right there is number 10, Zach Emberton. Hand off to Condon across midfield.
Well, again, why do something different until they can stop that? Just keep doing it.
Well, Calvin Condon, they like that three-hole left side. Should mention to the right, 2-4-6-8-hole. And to the left, the 1-3-5-7. That's mostly coaches go with the 1-3-5-7, 2-4-6-8. Coach Mike Hilton went the opposite.
Really? I'd to be confusing a lot of guys because even back in my day, it was odds to the left and evens to the right.
But you couldn't steal plays off of Mike Hilton.
Well, I guess not.
So handoff. Going to go left to right on the run is number 11, Landon Seidel. Seidel takes it inside the 35 to get that back. They'll spot it at the 35-yard line. First down, Tipton.
Yeah, that was senior Luke Jones on the tackle. I think he's coming up from his safety linebacker, so I guess so. I thought he was a safety.
So Luke Jones working right there. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage, trips to the left, that wide right, short side of the field is Oliver Conaway. See him in the back zone. Take the snap. Chase. It'll be a pass in the flat left side. Nice ball. Ball came loose. Goes out of bounds. And at last touching the football was number 11. And that was Landon Seidel. So they'll get a little bonus on that.
Yeah, got a little lucky there. Landon made a nice catch, tried to turn it up, and looks like it was Luke Jones again attacking him from the linebacker position and ripped the ball out, spun him around. The ball was laying there for a while, but just got out of bounds before the, I think, number 5, their cornerback, about jumped on it.
So Chase Hussey was in the backfield. Chase Hussey wears number 43. Back in the backfield right now is Calvin Condon, left side. Capshaw, he'll take the snap, Condon. He'll fake it left to right. He'll give it, keep it himself, call his own number. Pretty good run right there. Dallas Capshaw nearly got the goal line. Probably going to be down inside the 2. They're going to mark him at the 1.
Well, I tell you, that was a very, very nice block from number 8, Oliver Conaway, to spring him. This wide receiver just took that cornerback right and took him over in the Elwood bench area.
So Blue Devils, break tunnel. Ball is inside the 1. The back part, the nose, the back part of the football is touching the 1-yard line. Less than 1. Shotgun snap, handoff. Left to right, Calvin Condon. He crosses the goal line and loses the football on a hit. Just after crossing the goal line, it's a touchdown, but the ball was loose. A lot of folks wondering if that was a fumble.
Oh, yeah. Elwood's popping some people, and Tipton's having trouble holding on to the ball. Yeah, he did cross the plane, but got rocked there and left it on the ground.
Not a perspiration today, Larry. That ball's probably hard to hold on to.
Yeah, sometimes you think in this kind of humidity, you might want to use an old ball, get a little bit stickier. Those new ones are slick.
So, Dakota Furr going to back up, try to put this one through the uprights. Oliver Conaway, the holder, in the old soccer style, three-yard approach. Here's the boot, and it's good. Dakota Furr gets another good kick.
Yeah, that was very nice again. Elwood had pressure from both of the ends coming in. So whatever the Tipton blocking scheme is, they might want to chuck those guys, outside guys, a little bit better than they are, because they're almost blocked that one as well.
Okay, what we'll also mention, if you go to the IHSAA.org website, first thing you'll see right there is says keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. Right there, IHSAA.org. It's a new website. It's probably been 2 years in the making, but it is friendly. It's much easier to find where you want to go on the website, IHSAA.org.
Yeah, IHSA has read a couple of articles this week where they're having some issues with some different players playing different sports, and some decisions they've had to make have not set too well with some people. I think there's a volleyball player who also plays sand volleyball, and they said that if you play sand volleyball, which is not a high school sport, should be give up 2 years of eligibility. I couldn't believe that, AJ.
And Commissioner of the IHSA, Paul Nettis, he celebrated a birthday this week.
Oh, yeah. I hope he got more birthday calls than complaints on that one. But
6'8". Kick goes into the end zone. Once again, Dakota Ferg puts it in for a touchback.
Yeah, again, he has done nothing wrong tonight from the place kicker position. He couldn't much do. He had one return, but two in the end zone and three extra points. Good night so far.
The ball spotted at the 20-yard line. I said, well, Larry, the NFL changing up their kickoff rules again. If you kick it to the inside the 20 and you down it, you get the ball at the 25.
Well, that's going to take away one of the exciting games in football, but I understand there's a lot of injuries in that, and they, turning the ball over on the kick. So they're doing everything for safety now.
So, shotgun formation, Elwood Panthers. It's Jaden Mullins calling the cadence. Slot left. Going to fake the handoff and drop the throw. Pass play. A little bit behind his target. Goes incomplete. And it looked like 31 right here. Cole Hussey wanted the interception, but it was low.
Yeah, I think somebody got a little piece of that because it came out of his hand looking pretty good, and then about halfway through it started to wobble. So I think somebody might have got a finger on that.
So ball respotted at the 20-yard line from the right hash. Elwood Panthers, second down, 10. It's still in the first quarter. 1:38 left. Clock stopped for the incompletion. Blue Devils in front, 21-0. Line up in a shotgun. Once again, Jaden Mullen, single man in the backfield, Bracken Jetty. He'll get the handoff this time, right to left. He'll be stopped right there. It's going to be Hussey. It's going to be Cole.
Yeah, Cole, that was a fourth tackle, man. Put the shoulder right in his belly button and wrapped him up and just drove him backwards. Looked like a wrestler was taking a double leg takedown right there.
Jog off the field right there. He'll take a breather. Jack Roach. And then Blue Devils going to line up defensively. Ball spotted at the 22-yard line. It's third down, 8. They'll break huddle. Elwood Panthers. Play clock at 8 seconds. There's the line of scrimmage. Slot right, split left. Wing back left. Dropping the throw out of shotgun. Going to let one go. He's got an arm. He's going to release it, and it's going to be caught. And for an interception, Oliver Conaway playing center field.
Yeah, that had a lot of air underneath it. He just let his man about 2 yards too far, and Oliver was behind him and made a nice play. Almost a fair catch punt type of throw there.
Okay, well, if you're the offensive receiver there, you got to immediately play defense and knock the ball down.
I'm sure he thought, if it's over my head, it's over his head, too, but it wasn't.
So Blue Devils are going to take over at their own 39-yard line. 45.7 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Blue Devils going to put it in play at the left hash. Blue Devils need one more personnel. They're jogging out to full fit fill the bill right there. It's Joe Clouser, number 81. So play clock is at 12. Also in the ball game is 57. Grayson Withrow. DM took over his brother's number from a year ago, wearing number 57. So they're going to call timeout. Blue Devils had to call timeout to save the delay of game.
Yeah, I think they're going to start getting some guys in here. They'll give us some starters a little breather here and starting getting some guys in, so Mom and Dad will be happy to see them.
Absolutely. So what we'll also mention, you do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. It's online by the year. You can get it online by print. Take that back. We'll get it on print. Paper, $36 a year. Online is $18 a year. You can get both for $33 a year. And we'll mention all you need to do is contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor at 765-585-9519. Again, that's Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519, the Hamilton County Reporter, or you can go to the web and you can find them at readthereporter.com/subscribe.
Yeah, just a little interesting fact about Grayson Withrow. He is quite the actor. He's in a lot of the musicals with the Junior Theater here in Tipton, and I think last year he was the Sultan in Aladdin. He did a great job.
You can sing?
Oh, yeah, sing.
That's good.
Very good.
That sounds excellent. So what, they got a nice auditorium here at Tipton High School. They got a nice everything here at Tipton.
Yeah, they've been spending a lot of money on their facilities, and it's really nice. Really shows well.
Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. To take the snap, he'll hand off left to right. Calvin Condit, ball's loose. Ball's loose. They're going to stop play here. They're going to try to unravel this, and the Elwood Panthers have recovered.
I tell you, that's the fourth time that the Tipton Blue Devils have put the ball on the turf, and bound to happen. You put it down that many times, somebody else is going to jump on it.
You got to admit, the jerseys are soaking wet. You look down there, offensive lineman Riley Coleman, he is just sopping wet on the front part of his jersey. And you got to imagine Calvin Condit about the same way.
Oh, yeah, it's getting that way. You know, they're so humid and warm. It's cooling off a little bit. Feels like a little breeze kicking up here, but it's still super hot.
About 8-9 weeks from now, we'll be wearing coats.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll probably still have a 70-degree in there on some
one of those days. Oh, we do. So, you know, the Panthers take over. First and 10, they're going to pull the Blue Devils offside with a 5-yard mark off from the 43-yard line, so they'll take it inside the 42 of the 38-yard line, and Jay Mullins working the hard count there.
Yeah, he was, and got Joel Brandon to jump just a little bit.
So he'll step back in the shotgun formation, seeing him in the backfield. He's going to fake the handoff. He'll take the ball right side. He's going to him then. He's going to lose yardage back to the original line of scrimmage.
And as Big Aiden Blair just bear hugged him and brought him down.
So ball is going to be marked back at the 44. It's going to be second down. They're calling at 12. And there's Michelle Garman right there on the 50-yard line. See what, that lady works hard.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about her. Never met her, but always hear good things about her and the work that she does.
I heard Kurt Ogden tell me one time that she keeps the best basketball book that he's ever seen.
Really? How about that?
That's pretty good praise.
It sure is. Anytime you get praise from Kurt, you know, he's he's sometimes a tough guy to please, but he's a good guy. I love him.
So the first quarter clock, NC's out. Blue Devils in front, 21-0. The Elwood Panthers will have it, second down 12 at the Blue Devils 44-yard line when we come back. I tell you what, Larry, the cheerleaders over here, Blue Devils, they're wearing some tank tops type of, I mean, it's hot. You look across the way over there, Elwood Panther cheerleaders are wearing their blue team uniforms.
I wouldn't want to be wearing a sweater or anything long sleeve tonight, that's for darn sure. But yeah, I think the Tipton cheerleaders have their summer workout uniforms on because they're looking like they're at a day at the beach.
I haven't been to a beach very often. I haven't been in the water swimming for over 5 years.
Well, you know, we grew up with that movie Jaws, and I think a lot of us old guys, we stay on the beach. You know, we go in about ankle high, don't we, AJ?
Absolutely. The best water I come around is Facebook watching Bill Dance catch bass.
Yeah, and that's about all I can do. I can't catch them. I can just watch somebody else catch them.
They catch some mammoth fish. I tell you what. So look right here, Jack Roach. He is solid sweat in that jersey. They're still checking on him, but he is wet.
You're going to see a lot of guys start to rotate in, especially, you know, you look at William Wolford, who, you know, he's got that motor. He runs all the time. He's sopping wet, I can tell. And, yeah, a lot of guys are going to need a spell tonight.
William Wolford, 67, sophomore, 5'10", 180. He is sopping wet.
Yeah, and I tell you, he plays much bigger than that. He's a tough guy, wrestler, and just always has that leverage and never quit attitude.
The ball's at the 44 of Tipton. 12 minutes, second quarter, first snap. Going to drop the throw. Going to quarterback draw. Hemmed in behind the line of scrimmage. He's got loose. He's going to go down at their own 45-yard line. And it looked like Cole Hussey was after him.
Well, yeah, they had Aiden Blair and the Hussey brothers both on him hot and heavy. He decided to make a good business decision there and take a knee.
I tell you what, you don't see many high school quarterbacks doing the slide down. He did that horizontally on the 45-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure his coach would approve of that, but he made a wise decision for his personal well-being, shall we say.
I would agree. So they break pedal just across the 45-yard line. Back in Elwood territory, shotgun snap, handoff, going to go 15. Credit that carry. Ryland Mort, sophomore, twin brother of Aiden Mort. He's up here with us. And I tell you what, that's a pretty good young man. Both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they, like I said, they're playing hard tonight. You can't take anything away from that. They're giving it all they got on both sides of the ball.
So, going to exit the ball game. Ryland Mort, sophomore, number 15, back in the ball game is Bracken Jetty, another sophomore, 6'1", 180. Shotgun formation. Going to drop back in the punt formation, fourth down. It'll be a 9-yard snap. The boot should. It's going to bounce once. Be caught on the bounce right there from Oliver Conaway. He'll bring it up the Blue Devil sideline. He'll get it out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Conaway.
Boy, you like to see that. You know, he could have stepped out of bounds there one, two, or three times. He just kept spinning and going, going north and south. And you like to see that from your kick returners.
So Blue Devils are going to start at their own 47 from the left hash. Clock stop, change of possession. 10:13 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils in front, 21-0. They're going to line up at the line of scrimmage. They're going to go with the wing. They'll go tight end left. Tight end left, that's Chase Hussey, 43. Split out wide left is Conaway. Split out wide right is Fidel. Shotgun snap, Dallas Capshaw. Going to block him back up front, pass play, a little bit out in front. Incomplete, looking for Conaway. Going to be second down 10.
Yeah, just let him a little bit to the outside. That's where you want to throw that ball. I mean, you want to throw it to the sideline. Keep those defenders from jumping that route, but just took him a little bit too far towards the sideline that time.
They responded 47-yard line. This field is so true. they can't nest us a respot.
No, it's marked pretty well. You know, I'm sure it'll get worn down over the years, but it's pretty sharp right now.
They say that Lucas Oil, about every 10 years, they need to resurface it. So shotgun, tap shot, hand off, right to left, Calvin Chandon. Take that back. The ball carries inside the 45. And it was Chandon. Chandon goes inside the 45. We call him at the 46.
Boy, it's still that off-tackle play. Boy, if it works, just keep running it until they can stop it. This is kind of old-style football here, and I like it.
So they call it third and three on the scoreboard. Game clock still moving. 9:42. 16 seconds on the play clock. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Split out wide right is Fidel. Wide left is Conaway. Shotgun snap. Tap shot. Stand in the backfield. Calvin Condit. He'll get the handoff left to right. He'll go four hole. He'll punch it in to the 43-yard line. And he'll be down there at the 43. They're going to look at it, and they're going to say he might be a bit shy.
Well, I tell you, I know the big uglies inside don't always get praised, but number 64, that's, who is that?
I think they're going to ask for a measurement here. I think I would, too. It's either a first down by looking at it. It is a first down. They're not going to need a measurement. Mr. Dan Adams going to put the play clock back up to 40.
Yeah, that was 64. He's made an awesome block. Left tackle, that's Aiden Blair, I believe. And he just pancaked the guy.
So Blue Devils will line up slot right. In the slot is Fidel. Wide left is Oliver Conaway. See him in the backfield is Calvin Condon. Shotgun snap, Dallas Capshaw. Going to drop the throw. He'll let one go, right side, caught. Caught at the stick. 10 yard out, but he'll get a couple more yards after the catch. Landon Fidel with a good catch from Capshaw.
Yeah, that was perfectly timed. Good route, good throw. Caught it just, you know, about a yard inside the hash mark and just, you know, good, well blocked, just a well-executed play.
So Blue Devils will have another first down at the Elwood Panthers 30-yard line. Went out of bounds after the catch, did Spidell. 8:55 clock will start on the snap. Short side of the field, will go slot right, split out wide left. For the Blue Devils is Joe Clouser, 81. Handoff in the backfield, Calvin Condon. Calvin Condon going to take a big hit right there.
Yeah, he did. Thought that was Joe, but it is Calvin, yeah. Right up the middle again. Good positive yards. Looks like about, six, seven yards maybe.
Well, with Panthers have a big front three. We can talk about that with Coach in the pregame right there. We're talking to Coach Karn. Top three right there. 72, Gage Benton, who's just a freshman. 5'11", 250. On the other side, you get the end. 6'2", 265, 75, Caleb Baumbauer. Shotgun formation, Blue Devils. Trips to the left. Going to fake the handoff, keep it himself. Dallas Capshaw. Dallas Capshaw going to get down. That's probably a good move.
Yeah, he had a safety coming up hard. I see that 62 Connor Sylvester nose guard went out. He's a 285-pounder, so I'm sure he needs a little spell here and there.
I tell you what, Dallas Capshaw has got a little bit more spring in his step from last week. He's coming over to get the play with some good momentum.
Yeah, it's his second time starting at quarterback, and I think he's getting the feel of it tonight. He's had a good week of practice, I've heard, and so, yeah, that one was a nice read.
So, Blue Devils, see the line of scrimmage, 20 yards, let's call it the 21. Trips left, handoff, backfield, Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit takes another pretty good size. Yeah, I tell you what, that was not Condit. That was 43. That's impossible.
Yeah, another good surge from the Tipton Blue Devil line. Logan Huffhand, center number 75, pushed his guy way out of the picture.
The Blue Devil's going to pick up a first down with that run from Chase Hussey. 18 seconds on the play clock. First and 10. Ball spotted at the 18 of Elwood, right in the center of the field. Blue Devil's traveling to the north. Taking his cadence, going to drop the throw, pass play, left side. Going to wobble a little bit. See what, Peyton Manning threw a wobbly ball.
Yeah, well, you know, if you get it where you want it to go, it doesn't. You don't get extra points for pretty. you know, just effectiveness.
Yeah, just that index finger leaving the ball lastly.
Yeah, I guess I was a center, so I don't know much about that stuff, you know.
When they put me in to throw the football, they were ready to play defense.
Okay.
So, Blue Devils, incomplete pass. It's going to be 2nd and 10. Ball's respotted at the Elwood 18-yard line. 3-man front. They're going to call whistle. They're whistle on the play. Timeout, Blue Devils. 6:55 left. Justin Shear saw something he wants to talk about.
Yeah, they're down there pretty close, and you know, we don't want to have another one of those balls on the ground, and they want to call something, I'm sure, that's going to get them, you know, first down, but or second down, I should say, and 10. So they want to get, you know, positive yardage here, try to get 5 or so, and then get a manageable third down.
Well, Larry, we're thankful for support sponsors allowing us to provide PutMeInSports.com, Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education base, high school varsity athletics, baseball in the spring, Central Catholic Knights, football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils, and basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball.
Absolutely. Sure, sure. And I see Central Catholic Knights as well, and Hamilton Knights Lady Huskies.
So, we're going to come back to the field of play. Blue Devils enter the field of play first. Coach Carr has a conversation with his team right over there. 6:55 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils going to line up offensively. Split left. It's going to be Oliver Conaway. Take it back, Conaway. Split right. Left side for the Blue Devils is Dallas Capshaw. We're going to see Landon Spidell take the snap. Shotgun in the backfield also, right there. It's Calvin Condon. He's going to flag on the play. And it's going to be in the neutral zone prior to the snap on Elwood.
Yes, I see that. I see, you know, they move Landon in, their second string quarterback, get him some time, you know, behind center, and they move Capshaw out to wide receiver, so they just kind of flip-flopped him.
Landon Spidell, he has some mobility. See what they'll play right here. Shotgun snap, Landon Spidell. First snap he'll take, he'll fake the handoff to Condon. He'll run it left side. He'll get it down to the 6-yard line. He covers the ball up well. He runs the ball well.
Yes, he did. He sure did. Get in traffic, guys. Put your hands on that ball, and looks like he's, I think he got it. I think he got the first down.
I guess you could almost call that a wildcat.
Yeah, pretty much. He didn't look to do anything else but tuck it and run.
So Capshaw comes back in. He gets to the sideline, got the play. He's in the huddle now, calling the play in the huddle. 15 seconds left, play clock. 6:24, clock moving, second quarter. Blue Devils in front, 21-0. Going to line up in a shotgun again. It's going to be Landon Spidell taking a snap. He'll use the blockers out front. Landon Spidell is going to make it to the end zone. He'll dive across 3 yards deep. Spidell for 6.
Yes, he had a huge hole up the middle, but he decided he wanted to go take it outside, and good speed got right there to the flag.
Yeah, blockers out front. He was not going to outrun his blockers. He fouled them in.
Very patient runner, and you like to see that because, you know, sometimes you can get ahead of yourself and let those big boys pave the road for you.
So Dakota Ferg ready to boot it through. Short snapper for the Blue Devils is 31, Cole Hussey. He's a junior, 5'10", 180. He's put on 25 pounds since a year ago. Snap's going to be good. That's a good snap by Oliver Conaway. A great snap.
Yes, very good. And again, they started coming off the edge again. And I tell you, if the guy would have laid out for it, he might have blocked that one, but kind of bumped in the kicker a little bit. But it was gone by the time he got there.
I actually meant the hold. The hold was good by Oliver Conaway. So the Blue Devils go up 28-0. The Blue Devils going to kick off. We'll see if Dakota Ferg can put it in the end zone, right to left to the north.
Yeah, he's been all right to the south, so let's see if he's not directionally challenged.
Lights are coming on right here. I remember last year, Michelle Garman. She hooted and hollered, said these are the best lights she's ever seen right here at Blue Devil Stadium, right here at Tipton Ford Field.
Yes, they are. We had a night game against the LaPel, the middle school, a couple weeks ago, and just got them on for the last the fourth quarter. But, yeah, bright as day. It's very, very good lights out here and just makes it easy to play at night.
Say, well, you look at that scoreboard maybe 4 or 5 years ago, Dan Young. They went in and got that scoreboard for the Blue Devils. I know just recently, Hoosier Sign Guy assembled that Blue Devils and the logo on top of it. I saw them working from Facebook. They were using their big truck.
Okay, yeah. So that's a nice looking scoreboard. The baseball one is as well.
So there's the boost. It's going to be taken at the 7 on the return right there for Elwood. Is number 3, A.J. Flanagan.
Looks like Garrett Boyer, sophomore, made the tackle there on the kickoff team.
Right.
Okay. Oh, he's put on some weight, too, from 12 pounds over the summer.
So I tell you what, that's pretty good weight. You look across there, Larry, and you look down here to Calvin Condit, says he's 175 pounds. Last year, they're saying he was 135.
Well, I know they stress that weight room in the off season, and on into the spring and winter, if they're not doing anything, they're in the weight room.
So Calvin Connor, he's got another year following this one. So Elwood's going to start it out at the 26 from the right hash. They'll go motion away, take the ball himself out of shotgun. Mullins going to break the chain. He's going to get close to the sideline, out to the 34-yard line. A good pickup for Mullins.
Yeah, that was that Calvin again? Calvin Condon? I believe it was. Or no, Joe Plowser on that one.
So they spot it back to 34-yard line. Second down, they're calling it 3 on the board. Ball's at the left hash. 5:34 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils in front, 28-0. Going to line up in a shotgun. Jaden Mullins, 6'2", quarterback, weighs in at 185. They'll take the snap, he'll hand off. They go left side. First down run for Bracken Jetty. Bracken Jetty goes off the clock and through the chains.
Yeah, that was very well blocked. Dakota Garman came up from his safety position to make a nice tackle.
So out across the 40, still in Panther territory. So it's going to be a 1st and 10 from the left hash. Elwood Panthers play clock at 15. They break huddle. Inside 5 minutes, clock moving, 4:55. We're working the shotgun. Slot right, H-back left, split left. Single man in the backfield. Bracken Jetty. He'll get the handoff. He'll go left to right. He'll be stopped behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose one. Bracken Jetty going to make his way back to the huddle.
Nice penetration there by Joel Brandon. Got right in there, made a nice around the knees tackle on the backfield.
So they're backing up to the 40-yard line. Second down, 11. Left hash in the huddle. Call the flank. Jaden Mullins. Jaden Mullins, he led the whole team back out on the field in pregame.
Yeah, you could tell who the captain and leader was there.
So he'll line up in a shotgun. Bracken Jetty to his right, single man in the backfield. There's a blocking back behind the tackle, left side, slot right, hand off to Bracken Jetty. They get some blocking out front. He'll pick up about 4. It's going to be a 3rd down, 9, maybe 8, if you think of that, about 9.
They got behind there. It was a nice little offensive line merge there. Number 77 opened up a nice hole there, and that is, let's see who that is. Lewis Gray, a sophomore.
So ball spotted at the 42-yard line, 3rd and 9 for Elwood. Ball is in Elwood territory, right there near the logo. Circular logo right there. They use that for the soccer field. So they're going to run motion. Near motion, they go jet sweep, left to right. On the return, left on the tackle, going to be tackled out of bounds. Ball carrier is number two, Caden Simpson, the sophomore, 5'6", 20.
Yeah, Lennon Spidell and Oliver Conaway made the tackle. But that play was made by, who is that? Oh, that was Calvin Condit that made it. He got in the backfield, made him bubble it out to real deep, and guys came and got him, but he made that play.
That was a jet sweep. Jet sweep is motion, near side, behind the line of scrimmage. Snap is taken, he hands the ball off forward, and that's the jet sweep. He'll take it to the other side. So Bracken Jetty's going to punt this away. Line shot going to be picked up inside the 30 of Tipton. Calvin Condit across midfield. Inside the 40, Calvin Condit can be tackled down near the 36. A good return by Condit.
Boy, Kerry, that return team defensive line, they did a good job of blocking him because there weren't too many people anywhere in the vicinity of him until he got to about the 40 of the opposite field.
About a 36-yard return. Calvin Condit going to come off the field right there. Now you're going to take a breather.
Yeah, he's been a lot of places tonight, so he probably needs a little breath of wind and maybe a little bit of water.
So the Blue Devils going to put it in play, first and 10 at the Elwood 37-yard line. 2:58 left. Clock will start on the snap. Trips to the right short side of the field. Wide left is Conaway. Dropping the throw is Capshaw. Then look for Conaway to make the catch. After the catch, Conaway might have dropped the ball there, landed on top of it. Conaway made the catch, might have lost the ball, but landed on top of it.
Yeah, I saw a little air between his hand and that ball, but turned it up nicely, and they were playing a little cushion on him, and so quarterback put it just where he needed to.
The reception was good, real good, so it was going to be a fumble. It was not going to be an incomplete pass. Working left side, ball spotted inside the 30, 29 yards on it. 2:22 clock moving. Single man in the backfield, Chase Hussey. He'll block. Looking to throw. Pass play. Caught. Spidell. Take that back. They're going to move it forward to the 16-yard line. 81, Joe Clouser.
Yeah, they really gave him a cushion because there was nobody within 5 or 6 yards of JoJo when he caught that one.
So the ball spotted at the 16 inside the right hash. 2:05 clock moving, second quarter. First and 10. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw trips to the left, split out wide right. Single man in the backfield is Calvin Condit. Taking the snap, Capshaw, he'll hand off right to left to go three-hole. Calvin Condit, that's the play he was making his money on in the first quarter.
I tell you what, he's not that big a guy, but he had a host of Elwood Panthers on his back and just drove them from about the, 10-yard down to the 5.
So it's going to be a first and goal. Blue Devils, ball right near the center of the field at the 5-yard line. Blue Devils going to take their final timeout, but it's worthy right here.
Yeah, I think they're starting to working some plays, getting used to some things. That up the middle was working for them, and it probably still would be working for them, but they were trying to mix it up a little bit, get some guys to touches to the ball, which is nice, and they worked on some plays they, didn't get to work on last week at South Adams.
So Blue Devils talking it over right here, along with the Elwood Panthers. 1:35 left here in the second quarter. 28-0. Blue Devils probably hoping to put it in and get the extra point, making a 35-point lead going into halftime.
Yeah, it's pretty much been all Tipton Blue Devils so far tonight. And like I said, I'm sure they want to, like you said, put it in right now and get an even more comfortable lead. I think we'll see a lot of the backups. They'll probably get these guys, at least by the end of third quarter, a lot of the starters will be sitting down. So that's a good thing to happen to you when you can do that.
So they're going to spot it at the 5. Blue Devils out on the field. Elwood Panthers out on the field. Ball spotted just left of center. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Behind him, Calvin Condit. Split out wide right. So Condit going to move to his right. If he goes right to left again. He's going to get the handoff. He'll go up the gut. Calvin Condit down the hole. Did not get tackled. Touchdown, Condit.
Yeah, Calvin, again, right up the middle, and 34 points on, and if Mr. Ferg does what he's been doing, be 35 here in a bit.
So Blue Devils are going to spot it up right there. Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg does the kicking. Makes sense that he should spot the block where he wants it. I have seen holders spot the block, but not very many times have I seen that done. Usually the kicker puts it where he wants it. So there's the whistle. I'm looking for the snap. High snap. Going to put it through, and it's good. And right off the edge, again, nearby, almost got the block.
Yeah, number three, that would be, oh, gosh, who is that? A.J. Flanagan almost got that one again. I tell you, A.J., it's just, you know, it's tough when you got 20, I think only like 26 guys on Elwood team. There's not many guys there on the sideline, especially on a night like tonight. You know, you need to have some guys to come in and sub, and they just don't have the numbers to do it. That makes it hard to compete.
You know what, Larry? Last year I added them up. I divided by number of players. I added up the weights. I did that, I think, yesterday or the day before. Blue Devils have 41 on their roster. 7,280 pounds. They average 177.5 per player average. Elwood Panthers have 27 on their roster. 4,610 total pounds per each player. 170.7. And the Blue Devils are up 6.8 per player.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Elwood has a couple of those guys that are making that average a lot more than it would be. So I think that 6.8 pounds in the plus category is probably even more than that on the average.
Last year, Jackson Withrow, he got it up there pretty good for the Blue Devils.
Oh, yeah. You get those guys in 270, 280, you know, up in there. They can pull a lot of weight for you, that's for sure.
There's the boot end under end, taken at the 7 on the return, going back the other direction, is number 5, Bryson McDaniel. McDaniel is going to be tackled down right there at about the 22. They'll take over 1st and 10. Elwood Panthers have a minute, 24 left.
Tyler Carver there on the tackle for Tipton Blue Devils.
So going to get some guys in there. Going to get some guys with some dry uniforms.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm, you know, they can wring these out at halftime and probably get a bunch of water to feed the plants or something over in the greenhouse. I don't know what to do with that, but
so they're gonna send out another personnel. 58, Jared Hill. He's a junior, 6'1", 194. Shotgun formation, Mullins. He'll take the snap. The throw left, caught at the 30. Be close to the first down. I believe he'll pick it up. First down. Granted the catch. Number 2, Caden Simpson. He's a sophomore.
Looks like Joe Clouser out there at the cornerback position. Almost lost him, but grabbed his leg as he went by and brought him down.
So ball is nosed up to the 33, left hash. Elwood Panther territory. 1:18, clock will start on the snap. As Simpson got out of bounds after the catch. Shotgun. Taken. You'll pass it. Less flat. A little bit tall. Couldn't bring it in. Clock will stop at 107. Trying to find receiver number 10, Colin Lieber. Lieber's a freshman. Colin Lieber. He's growing up into his uniform. Pretty good effort there.
Yeah, absolutely. Oliver Conway giving him a lot of space there. Just doesn't want to get anything behind him at this point.
So they respot at 33-yard line. 2nd down, 10. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield, slot right, slot left. Early movement, center. Didn't know the snap count or something happened there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It just looks like they weren't just totally set from the get-go.
Looks like Mullins was trying to draw them offside, kind of like a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers type of play.
Yeah, he kind of did that little, you know, little shoulder roll, get a little head bop kind of thing there, but might accomplish his goal there. Who knows? Yeah.
If he could go against either side, we're getting ready to find out. Is it going to be in the neutral zone, or is it going to be a false start, or illegal procedure? illegal procedure against Elwood, I just said a word I didn't mean to say. False start is only in the NFL.
Is it? I'm old school. I still go back to the old terminology every once in a while.
So it's college now saying false start, and they're giving numbers in college now.
Okay, yeah. That helps us coaches know who to chew out.
So we're going to throw a bomb right here, Mullins. A little bit underthrow. There was some bumping. Probably looking for a flag, but no flag. That's a pretty lengthy throw for Mullins.
Yeah, he had that good bit of distance to it. Joe Clauser was out there, and I don't think he got him with his hands. He was looking back for the ball, and they tend to let guys do that. But he kind of used his derriere to usher him out of bounds there. Oh.
I think the intended receiver there was 5, Bryson McDaniel. They'll hold me to that. But so they respot it. They'll go back to the 28-yard line. 3rd down, 15. 1 minute to go. Clock will start on the snap. Dropping the throw is Mullins. Going to throw it complete. It's going to be a first down, Larry. That was a close first down, but a good way to go. Credit to catch him. James Flanagan.
Yeah, Landon Spidell on the tackle. They're giving a big cushion, so I don't know if I was Elwood. They haven't been having too much luck rushing the ball. Maybe flinging around him, give him a shot.
That was a good play right there, offensive pass play. Flanagan, just a freshman, taking passes from Jaden Mullins, the only junior of the skilled players.
Yeah, I'll tell you, his offensive line gave him time enough to deliver that ball where he wanted it, and that's one thing as a defensive coach, you always want to make that quarterback make a decision before he's ready to, and he did not have to do it that time.
Well, Larry, you got football next week. Where's your middle school at this coming week?
Well, we will be right here again at Tipton Ford Field playing Elwood. So that's Thursday night, I believe.
That'll be fun. So what, your middle school 7th and 8th grade, they got to love this field.
Oh, they sure do. I tell you what, you know, they know they're always going to have good footing, and, you know, the guys get to, you know, put all that tape on their arms like they do in the pros. They think they're hot stuff.
Did they get to practice on this field any?
Every once in a while. We practiced last week once on the field, but usually, I'll tell you, it's being used by soccer games and, you know, the high school. Sometimes the football team practices on it, so it gets a lot of use.
How about place kickers? Have you got a good 8th grade place kicker?
You know, our Jaron Aller is our place kicker, and he puts them down there. In fact, he put one down to 1 yard line here at Logan Sport this last week and pinned them deep. But yeah, we don't really try field goals. We go for 2 all the time, but I'm sure he could kick them.
So we're gonna line it up. Play clock at 21. Shotgun formation. Mullins calling the cadence to take the snap. He's gonna roll left. Pass play in the flat. Caught. He's trying to get across inside the 50, across the 50, and the catch is made by number 3, A.J. Flanagan, and he's going to pick up about 6 on the play.
And yeah, that was Chase Hussey there in coverage, and brought him down, again, giving him a lot of cushion here. I think they want to keep him in front of him, keep him off the scoreboard.
So Elwood, 2 plays in the huddle. There's the line of scrimmage, dropping the throw. Mullins, across the middle, intercepted. The intercepted right there, Blue Devils. 18, Dakota Garmin, who's inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Dakota Garmin picks up his first pick in varsity game.
Boy, that makes me happy, too. You know, freshman Dakota Garmin, just a great kid, always has a positive attitude, a leader out there, and glad to see him get his first pick of his high school career.
So the Blue Devils take it inside the 30 of Elwood on the nice return from Garmin. I'd say about a 30-yard return after the catch, after the pick.
Yeah, he kind of came down when the guy came across his legs, and I see he's limping a little bit. Maybe that right knee got a little tweaked.
Blue Devils do not have a timeout. It's 16.4 left. Second quarter. They're at the Elwood Panthers, 29. They're working right there. Going to be a timeout. Timeout Elwood. Coach Michael Karn. Personnel difficulty.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't have what they wanted in there. I'm sure he thinks the Blue Devils are going to throw this one, try to get back on the board again with 16 seconds to play. So I think he probably wants to go back into some kind of little prevent defense there.
Blue Devils might have an opportunity for about three plays with 16 seconds.
Yeah, if they do it right, you know, between incompletions and getting out of bounds and knowing the right patterns, yeah, they could get three in there.
So Blue Devils, 35-0, ball spotted at the 29-yard line of Elwood at the left hash. Hey, what, the officials out there don't even act like they're keeping a time clock on timeout.
No, it doesn't. And looks like Dakota Garmon, backup quarterback, is going to go in there and give Capshaw a breather here. So we'll see what he can do. He could make a nice play there on defense, see what he can do from the quarterback position.
I like Dakota Garmon. He's a lefty.
Yeah, he is, and he's a good-sized kid. He's probably about 6'1", 6'2". Oh, they're going to do a field goal, so he's lined up to block. Okay, well, this will be interesting.
So they're spotted at the 36. They'll try a 46. Dakota Ferg. Try to knock this through. Snaps good, holds good, boot. Is low elevation. And just before the crossbar, wouldn't go. They could have, but I don't think he returned that in a high school game.
I'm not sure what the rule is there, but he kind of muffed it a little bit and it trickled out of the end zone anyhow. But
so Blue Devils went with a kick opportunity. They had 16 seconds. They might not have known how many seconds they'd have if they ran a play from scrimmage.
Well, I would have run one and got him a little bit closer. That's a heck of a sick long kick for a high school kicker.
I'm trying to remember Coach Tola's home name, the longest kick in Gypsum history was back in 88, and they needed that kick to advance to the state final game, and Toll was the holder. I think the kicker's last name was Green.
Wow, that's news to me, but maybe he was trying to break the record there. Who knows?
So, and with Panthers take over, 20-yard line, ball got to the end zone, so it's going to be a touchback. And with Panthers got motion away, Mullen's going to run the football. Going to bring it back the other direction. Like a Marcus Allen. He's going to try to jump the stack there, and tackle's going to be made. And the clock's going to empty out. Mullen's might have knocked the breath out of him.
Yeah, he's still down.
Might have knocked the breath out of him. He needs to stay on the surface. But I tell you what, when you leave your feet, you go to the mercy of the guy who sat on you.
Yeah, he kind of did that jump cut, and unfortunately, Aiden Blair's about 235 pounds, came right down on it with his shoulder and his rib cage, and that's not fun at all.
So we're at halftime, and I'm gonna borrow this chair. Okay? So we're at halftime, and Blue Devils off to the locker room in the Elwood Inn. Also in their makeshift locker room. I've been in that locker room. It is nice. So we do thank you for tuning in. And again, we will miss you. We are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. We're missing this game is in part being brought to you by Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. You can call them at 765-292-2315. Or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. They're licensed, they're insured, they're honest, they're dependable, and they're always professional, serving our community for more than 30 years. That's Rutledge Well Drilling. Also bringing this game to you is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're in Noblesville at the south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available. And a truck with a company lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from any travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. The game is also in part being brought to you by Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for yourself financially, at Encompass Credit Union, they provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. They're Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. You can reach them by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, their number is 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, it's EncompassCU.org. And also, this game is in part being brought to you by Smith and Landchow Family Dentistry. That's Smith and Landchow Family Dentistry. Well mentioned, Smith and Landchow is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They welcome you at Smith and Landchow Family Dentistry. They are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. That number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Landchow Family Dentistry. And also bringing this game to you, going to be brand new. It's almost ready to go. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage and flex storage. They can protect your investments. Keep them safe. That's boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. Go to the website. It's www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's www.aipsindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. We are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street, Arcadia, Indiana, right there behind the Arcadia Ballpark. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Tipton Ace Hardware. Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit them at Ace Hardware at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your backyard grill needs, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and much, much more. Visit them in the store, or they also have curb service for your convenience. And you are also welcome to visit them online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware. Very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware Tipton. The helpful price. 765-675-6747. Again, their number is 765-675-6747. That's Ace Hardware in Tipton. This game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, Joe Dean, Carquest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right off of State Road, I should say Highway 19. They're at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And also bringing this game to you is Hope Jewelers Tipton. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. At Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. And also bringing this game to you is AGM Auto, LLC here in Arcadia. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil change to extend longevity from each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, we welcome you, new ownership, same quality work, and same smiling faces. AGM Auto, we are now located just west of Arcadia, Indiana, at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And AGM Auto also restores classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Fishery 21 Sheets. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by setting their phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317 513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate ladies who listens, rely on experience and rely on knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Chiefs Company, 317-513-4086. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And also, right there inside Reynolds, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. We'll also mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can find them on the web, reynoldsfarmequipment.com. Reynolds Farm Equipment hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 to 12 noon. On Sunday, they're closed. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Dallas. They're along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. And while I have a moment, if you could go to Wilson Farm Market tomorrow between 11 and 1, they're going to try to put some stuff together, try to save that place, because they're talking about closing off 256th Street, making it a cul-de-sac. But between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow at Wilson Farm Market, right off of 31, 256th Street, there'll be a lot of folks there. We hope you'll make it over there, too. Wilson Farm Market, working in their fourth generation. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone. 717-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, and they trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, that's a safe practice shooting. Gun range, Target Sports, always spoken at Target Sports. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurants, good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our quests and all of our guests first, no matter what town it is. Tipton, Noblesville, it doesn't matter. Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. And remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when you're looking at that Jim Dandy menu. It's calling your name at Jim Dandy Restaurant, Chicken and Noblesville. We'll also mention the statements in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. They're at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround, prices are low. so low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 5th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. That's 317-773-7391. Noblesville Trophies in Noblesville. And we'll also mention Discount Trophies. Discount Trophies, I was there today. They are conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Minsk Drive, 46062. They are behind Pizza Hut off of State Road 32 on the west edge of Noblesville. They provide next-day service on most of their items. They also offer set-up services for your typeset. You can turn your artwork into things like note cards, note pads, prints, and challenges. And it's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards. They provide posters and oversized printing available. Planning a wedding? Your wedding could be printed completely by Discount Copies. You can dial them up 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies in Noblesville. So Larry's back up here. Did he got to stretch out? They probably got the 3 minutes going off the clock.
Yeah, thankfully I had to go down and get a Gatorade there, and so
yeah. Well, we'll see what Elwood's got to do here in the second half. Like I said, they ended the half, they started throwing some balls and had some success with that. So maybe that's what we'll see here in the second half as they come back out here. Yeah, I was talking to AJ earlier. We only have 26 guys under team. It makes it rough, especially on a night like tonight. So we'll see what they've got to. They will be kicking off here the second half, number 73, which is Aiden Fox, will be the kicker. Back deep will be for the Blue Devils will be Calvin Condon. Waiting for the official to signal all good to kick off here. Looks like we're all ready to go. Short kick. It's on the ground. It's on the ground. Boy, that was interesting. Kind of went in between the deep back and the up backs, and up back thought it was going to the deep back, and the deep back thought the guys would turn around and get it, and nobody got it. They just stood there and looked at it, and Elwood Panther almost got on it, but it will be tipped and ball right at the nose of the ball at the 30.
I tell you what, that had a back, kind of a back pedal on that football, just died right there. That was really close. The Blue Devils are going to take over, 1st and 10. It's going to be a running clock, differential in score of 35 points determines a running clock, and they call that the mercy rule. Not sure that's what it should be called. But they're going to get a 5-yard gain and a stop play. Clock is going to run. They had to get the tee off the field. They threw it off.
They went right back to that up the middle with Calvin Condon, and once again, about 5 yards a pop.
So we're going to get a running clock for two quarters, Larry. It's going to be 12 minutes, 12 minutes. It'll stop on timeouts. If there is an injury, it will not stop on an incomplete pass. Working under center, Blue Devils, Dallas Capshaw. Reverses out, hands off, Calvin Condon. He'll pick up near a first down. They'll call it a first down, and they'll move the chains. He got five. He needed five.
Looks like Panthers number five. Bryson McDaniel on the tackle, cornerback.
Will that help you?
It's on the whole time.
So the ball spotted at the 40. Blue Devils pick up another set of downs. Going to line up twins. Right side. In the slot there is Fidel. Out to his right on the line of scrimmage is Oliver Conaway. Hand off once again, Salvin Conner. He'll go right to left. He'll pick up another first down. He'll absorb a hit. He'll get it across the 50. They'll put it at the 49-yard line of Elwood.
That was a good penetration by the new nose guard, number 42, Casey McCray. Looks like he's only about 5'4", 155 pounds, so quite different than the middle guard they had last first half. Having a little trouble reading the scoreboard up here with our dim lights here in Tipton Stadium, so. Let's see.
He'll line up shotgun down Capshaw. Bring him in the backfield, Calvin Condon. He'll hand off right to left. Actually, it was Chase. That's 4-3. Chase Hussey gets the handoff. And Hussey is met in the backfield. Going to be a loss of 2. So it'll be second down 12 for the Blue Devils. Clock rolling, 8:54. And they're working right here. Ball spotted back at the 49-yard line of Tipton. And the Blue Devils are going to break huddle. Second and 12. Line to gain is the 39-yard line of Elwood. Shotgun formation, Capshaw. Slot right to go motion away. He'll get the handoff with a jet sweep. We're going to get little yardage if any. Ball carrier Zach Emberton, freshman, 5'8", 125, is getting his feet wet. I said, well, that guy is him and his brother. They put forth a lot of effort.
They do. They work hard, and like I said, not very big guys. The track stars, both of them, and they've got a good future up here. Zane's in now, number 3. That's Kelvin or Dallas Capshaw. I'm sorry.
They'll line up Capshaw in the backfield. Calvin Condon, I think. Nope, it's going to be Chase Hussey in the backfield, 43. Take the snap. He's going to throw right side to flat, bubble screen to Spidell. Landon Spidell is going to pick up a good block. Oliver Conaway, he'll pick up the first down. At the 35-yard line of Elwood.
It looks like that was a nice block out there by, I guess that was Joe Clouser, bringing him for about another 7 or 8 yards.
So 35-yard line, clock still moving, 7:18 on the game clock. Blue Devil line, sees the line of scrimmage, split out wide right. Is Oliver Conaway, trips to the left, shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield, Chase Hussey, he'll block. Looking to throw, he's going to roll out. He's going to roll out of the pocket, he's going to go right side, he's going to get another first down. Dallas Capshaw. Capshaw gets to the 20 of Elwood, and he'll move the chains.
Yeah, he was shifty. He cut that back and cut it back outside and cut it back in again and made most of that on his own.
He's a strong young man. I tell you what, for his size, he gets the most out of it.
He sure does. And he, like I said, he throws caution to the wind there as a quarterback sometimes. And but you like to see that enthusiasm and getting up the field and making positive gains.
Jack Shaw, junior, 5'10". He grew an inch since last year. It's put on 19 pounds. He's 145. Shotgun formation, seeing him in the backfield. Going to hand off, Chase Hussey. Hussey up the gut. He's going to get inside the 15. They'll mark him at the 14-yard line.
He took that up the middle. Saw a little seam to his left, went there, and got another 3 or 4 yards.
So clock moving. Just under 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. Ball spotted at the 14 of Elwood. Just left of the right hash. So he'll split out wide left is Joe Clouser, number 81. Slot right. Sing him in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Clouser. Shot with that Capshaw. Handoff and a good spin move by Chase Hussey. Going to get him back to the 14.
Okay. I said he might have picked up a half a yard, but I don't think much more than that.
So third down 4 on the scoreboard. Second down 4 on the 6. So 5:10 clock moving. Going to line up 14-yard line, right hash. shotgun formation. Take Chesney in the backfield. Single back. Be an errant snap. Might have got him on the leg on that shotgun snap, but Capshaw jumps on it. It's going to be a fourth down. We're going to see Dakota Ferg. This is going to be about the same kick that he made over at Indiana Westfield.
Yeah, we'll see if he can get this one. Yeah, that snap was a little low, and I think I think Capshaw just didn't get it cleanly. It was going to be a handoff to Chase Hussey, but they could never get that one off the ground.
So Dakota Ferg's going to spot his own block at the 25. That's at the right hash. Oliver Conaway going to do the hold. Cole Hussey going to snap it. There's a snap, there's the hold, there's the boot, and it's going to go through the uprights. So he's 2 for 2 on the season in field goals.
Yeah, that was a nice one down the middle as well, but I tell you what, they keep coming off the corners there, and they almost got that one that time. I think of number 5 there, if he, for Elwood, if he'd have known for that one, he might have got that one.
You know what, Matt Blair, you remember Matt Blair? You probably don't, because I'm a Vikings fan. Matt Blair, number 59 for the Vikings, God rest his soul, I will say. He could block punts, he could block extra points, he could block anything. He was a linebacker. I really liked watching him.
I'll tell you, some of those guys who make their living, I remember Steve Tasker for the Buffalo Bills just made his living on the special teams, flying up and down the field. And like I said, if they were going to put a guy for special teams in the Hall of Fame, it'd probably be that guy.
I tell you what, Larry, we're talking about these NFL coaches. Top 10 of all time. We're talking about Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs. I tell you what, not only does he like football, but he likes racing.
Oh, yeah, he's big into NASCAR, and I think they won a couple NASCAR championships, Joe Gibbs Racing, and I think his son's running that now.
JoeGibbs.com for racing, and Joe Gibbs, Washington Redskins, Super Bowl win, Doug Williams. Threw 4 touchdown passes in the second quarter.
Amazing, amazing performance by Doug Williams, first African-American to play in a quarterback in the Super Bowl, and it opened up the doors for a lot of guys coming up behind him.
Absolutely. Grambling. I tell you what, that guy can throw a nice spiral.
And I'll tell you, he was a big guy, too. If you went to hit him, you better bring all you got, because he was like a pillar of marble back there.
It's a shame he had to play it at Tampa Bay Buccaneers for so long.
Yeah, that's back in the day, Tampa Bay wasn't much, and the expansion team back then, and a lot different today.
I think they lost their first 36 games.
Something like that. I remember about the same time the Saints, people used to wear brown paper bags on their head, called them the Yanks, yeah.
Yep. Sean Payton changed that.
Oh, absolutely, sure did. Mike Ditka did a decent job down there, too, for a little bit of time he was down there.
So they're going to mark it off. There's a flag prior to the kick. So Dakota Ferg gets scoot up to the 45-yard line instead of the 40. Ball spotted in the middle of the field. He leans that ball back quite a bit. You'll see a lot of guys putting in as straight up as they can get it. He's going to approach, 7-yard approach, waiting for the whistle. Yeah, the clock does stop for the kickoff. And they'll start it now. Good boot. It's going to be taken at the 2. So on the return, Elwood Panthers. Going to break outside up the Panthers sideline and making the return again is A.J. Flanagan. I tell you what, A.J. Flanagan, coach even mentioned this, 5'11", 160. He's playing as if he's a junior class member.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when he first caught that at the 1.5, I thought, what is he doing? But he obviously knew more than I did because he took it up in a hurry up the sideline.
So Elwood Panthers have the football, nosed up to the 28-yard line. Right hash. Panthers going from our right to our left. They're going towards the scoreboard. They're going to the north. So shotgun formation again. Jaden Mullins, single man in the backfield. I believe to be Bracken Jetty. Slot right, short side of field, split left. Gonna hand off. Just the middle. He's got a first down. Jetty is loose. He's out across the 45 to the 47. And sophomore Bracken Jetty. First down.
Well, they either saw something at halftime or they just got going, because I hadn't seen a hole like that out of the line all day.
So they take a shotgun snap. It's a low snap. Going to get through the legs of Mullins. He has to go back and jump on it to save the possession. And they're going to spot the ball back at the 37-yard line, loss of 10.
Yeah, I'm sure that coach is disappointed with that one. Seemed to be moving the ball well against the Blue Devils, and unfortunately, snap got away from him, never really got up to him.
So both spotted at the 37, inside the right hash. They break huddle. Clock moving, 2:16 left in the third quarter. 38-0. Blue Devils have a field goal here in the quarter. High pass caught to the 45-yard line. And credit, oh, he's down on the surface. Watch on him. Tied out on the surface. Making the catch is number 2, Caden Simpson. Sophomore. Mr. Burke Emmerich is out there, trainer for the Blue Devils. And they're going to check on him.
Yeah, I think that might be an ankle. Joe Clouser, given a little bit of space, came up quickly and tackled him right around the ankles and kind of rolled over on him. And I think that looks like an ankle. They're either looking at the ankle or the knee.
So Coach Michael Carn over across the field, checking on his receiver, Caden Simpson. Caden Simpson, a wide receiver and a defensive back. And Coach Toll out there checking on him. Burke Emmert, trainer, longtime trainer for the Tipton Blue Devils. Matter of fact, Burke just got over a lower leg injury. He was in a walking boot for the longest time. He's got that off right now, but I saw him walk out a little bit gimpy yet.
Yeah, he's been riding around in the golf cart, but Burke does a great job out here with all the athletic teams, and just a great guy, and I just want to say a shout out to his son Sawyer, a buddy of mine from Tipton Middle School, now a high schooler up in the sophomore class. Great kid.
So he hops to his feet. It's probably maybe a hamstring or just above that right knee. And then Dan Adams gives him a slap on the helmet.
Yeah, I thought it was lower, but he's holding his hamstring right above the crook of his knee, so maybe pulled something there trying to get away.
So they'll spot the ball, 45-yard line. They'll start the clock on the started here before possible. See, it's going to be on the snap. Might learn something right here. 1:55 left. We'll see if they start this clock before the snap. I'm going to learn something. Nope, they start it before the snap. Shotgun formation, Mullen. Single man in the backfield. Slot right, split left, short side of the field. High snap, going to give it to Bracken. Bracken Jetty going to be hemmed in. Behind the line of scrimmage, he had nowhere to go.
Yeah, that was a host of Blue Devils. As a defensive coach, that's what you love to see. You know, 4 or 5 blue hats on the ball when he went down, and that's what you want. Everybody running to the football.
So they're going to lose a couple on the play. It's going to bring up a third down. Third down, 16. For Elwood, clock moving, 1:20 left in the third quarter. Play clock at 15. Elwood Panthers break huddle at 13. They'll walk up to the line of scrimmage, slot right, split left, H-back, left side, outside the left tackle. Shotgun formation, Mullins. Low snap, pass play. Right flat, couldn't get it. Back in the ball game, couldn't make the play as Caden Simpson. Good to see him back in the game.
Yeah, it sure is. And I was watching the center down there. Most shotgun centers will hold that ball like they're passing it. Elwood center kind of holds it on one end with the other tip down and kind of throws it to almost like a kick over, over and over back to the quarterback. So that's kind of strange. I've never seen that before.
Looks like a Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, it really did. It was flipping around there.
So as long as they're not lined up in the neutral zone. So they're in shotgun formation once again. Slot right. Going to get the snap. He'll take off on the run, and he stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Mullins calls his own number and making the play right there with 76. Joel Brandon.
Actually, I think it might have been Logan Huffhand, 75. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. One of the two. One of those two big 70 numbers.
So third quarter empties out. You might have heard the whistle. We said before, whistles don't happen very often on football fields. Not very often. They got one here. They got one at Lewis Cass. But I'm trying to think. They don't have a lot of whistles. They just let it silently in the quarter.
Yeah, usually you see that. But had a little bit of flair, I guess, up here.
So what, Larry, we'll talk about another good coach, George Halas. George Halas, he was born at birth by George Stanley Halas, Sr. He was born on February 2nd, 1895. October 31st, 1983, he went to be with his maker, his Lord in heaven. And George Halas, he passed away in Chicago, Illinois. He was the Bears head coach from 1958 to 1967. They still have his initials on their uniform.
Yes, they sure do. I tell you, like I said, he's one of the founders of the meant so much to the NFL as it is today. And, Papa Bear will never die in Chicago.
We'll talk about this one. My dad will appreciate this guy, Tom Landry. Tom Landry, Dallas Cowboys, the inventor of the shotgun with Roger Staubach. That was big time when that came in.
Yeah, I wasn't aware he was the founder of that. I just remember he never got excited, always had that nice dress hat and the tie and the jacket on the sideline, never seemed to get upset, just Mr. Cool and Collected.
Yep, Tom Landry. What a coach. He had them offensive line, their knees stand up, then go down. That was nice. So they line up in a shotgun. Blue Devils, 37-yard line of Elwood. Handoff. New running back in the ball game for the Blue Devils. For 22, Slay Springer, and it'll lose the handle. Ball's loose. Then go back the other direction. 39-yard line, and the Elwood Panthers come up with a fumble.
Yeah, that was, That was 22, Slay Springer. I don't think the ball ever hit ground. He was getting gang tackled, and Slay was trying to get some more yardage, and they just ripped it right out of his hands and took off the other way.
So, ball spotted at the Blue Devil 40-yard line. Fourth quarter, clock moving. 11:16 on the game clock. The 40-yard line, right hash. 40 of Tipton. Elwood Panthers will put it in play right there after the strip sack and a good run by Elwood. So single man in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Take the handoff. Right there, behind the line of scrimmage. Ball carrier, 15, Brylan Mort. And a good play by the Blue Devils.
Yeah. That was, let me see, Garrett Boyer on the tackle there. I think also Garrett Hill, I'm sorry.
So quick play. Quick stop by the Blue Devils. A short gain of 2, it could be 3rd and 8.
Here we'll get some new numbers in there, so we'll have to read this list and make sure we get the guys who are making the tackles out there.
So Bracken Jetty enters the ball game. Taking a breather is 15, Brylan Mort. Pass play, left side incomplete. Clock continues to run, 10 minutes left here in the fourth quarter.
And that was Garrett Boyer, a sophomore out on coverage for his linebacker position.
So they respot it, 38-yard line. Fourth down, 8 for Elwood. Elwood likely going to run a play right here offensively. Ball resting at the Blue Devils, 38, near the center of the field. Play clock is at 12. Play comes into the huddle quickly with quarterback Jaden Mullins. 5 seconds, they'll get the playoff. Shotgun. They look for a pass play. They're going to throw it deep. Deep pass. Mullins. Ball's knocked down. And well done. What a throw right there. About 50 yards in the air from Mullins.
Oh, he outthrew them both. Joe Klausler was out there on the coverage.
I would guess Mullins is on the baseball team. He's on the baseball team. What position?
Thanks, Jeff.
Helping us right here is Aiden Mortz. He's letting us know. He said, yes, he is on the baseball team. And I would think not. He thinks so, man.
Yeah, on an arm like that, he's got to be their pitcher, outfielder, or third baseman.
So the Blue Devils going to line it up. Timeout, Elwood. So the Blue Devils going to come over to the sideline. Elwood going to do the same. You remember back in the day when you have a timeout called, you're only allowed 11 guys out there on the number and only one coach.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, but now it seems like anybody and their brother can be out there, huh?
That was about 2003, 2004. I remember that because Dustin Shear was the quarterback in those days for high school.
Yeah, he did a heck of a job. My son had the pleasure of playing with him when my son was a freshman. He was a senior and played with his brother Chad, all-time leading running back yardage at Hamilton Heights. And just a great family, all of them, mom and dad. And, oh, gosh, I can't even remember his little brother's name now. Tyler, we always used to call him Martha. The older boys called him Martha for some reason. So
I remember one time, I mentioned this last year, but Tyler was on the grass field here at Kitson. He was down there about the 30. He got walloped because he went in to play quarterback in the second string. He got walloped, and we was all holding our breath, and he got back up.
Well, I'll tell you, they're all tough kids, and, you know, I know his dad was a soccer player, but, they bred three pretty tough kids.
Tyler's got a nice-looking beard right now from what I've seen. So shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw trips to the right. He's been out wide left. It's Krauser. Handoff. Going to get a positive gain. A good gain there by Blue Devil 22. Springer. I said, what, Slade? That's a new name.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Like I said, last year he actually broke his back and was out for about half the year, the last half the year. And he has come back and worked hard. And good to see him back out there playing hard.
So, it's second down 5. Clock moving 8-10. 8 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils in front, 38-0. Started this half at 35-0. Putting trips to the left side. Short side of the field, split out wide right. High snap, handoff. Gibbon, he's going to spin again. Slade Springer right. Slade Springer left.
Yeah, and they were... They were wrapping him up and pulling at that ball again. You know, he fumbled last possession. I'm sure they, they're all talking about that on the sideline. Let's pull that ball loose again. But Slade did a good job of holding it on and covering it up.
I tell you what, Larry, I don't know if you ever tuned in, but Bob Level has a good show on Friday night, Saturday night, after 9:30. He'll be on 107.5 after this game. He gets some good interviews. But, right, all these coaches from all these schools, Todd Dilley from Garen, you could probably get him on again talking about the Central Catholic game. If you tune in, it lasts till midnight.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I remember that years ago. I haven't been really following the high school game all that much here lately, and I've been concentrating on the middle school. But yeah, he's always seems to get anybody he wants to talk to him.
I said, well, he's been last week. He let everybody know that he's in his 30th year doing this.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you, anytime you can do it for that long, you're doing something right.
We'll talk about another coach here, Larry. Next on the list here is Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh introduced the West Coast offense. He coached for the 49ers. He also coached at Stanford College. He introduced the West Coast offense, and we'll mention Bill Walsh was born on November 30th of 31. He went home on July 30th of 07.
I'd say he had the guys to play that type of offense with Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, Dwight Clark, you know, and Roger Craig in the backfield. They spread it around to everybody.
We got to mention this guy, Don Shula. Don Shula is the winningest coach in the history of the NFL. A lot of people would think it's Belichick, but it's not.
Hey, is that percentage-wise or number of games? Well, yes, because he spent many a year with the Baltimore Colts. And then won title there and then went on to the the Miami Dolphins, the no-name defense down there, the only perfect season in the NFL. Now he's known as the steakhouse man, isn't he?
Might be, but he's got 347 career wins.
Yeah, I went to a Shula Steakhouse down in Miami, one of the best steaks I ever had.
That sounds good tonight. I just had a little bit for the day. So shotgun formation, Captain Dallas Capshaw, slot left. He'll take the snap, he'll pitch it left. On the run, they get out to the 50-yard line, and they're going to tell the change to move. Clayton Springer picked up a first down.
Yeah, nice. I was watching through the binoculars. He got a little bit of a face mask there, but spun him around a little bit, but I guess they didn't see it. But still, nice. Got a first down on it.
Ball is nose up to the 50-yard line from the left hash. Blue Devils, some new guys in the ballgame. This one's slot, left side, 88, Leland, Tim Teeter. He's a freshman. Shotgun, Capshaw. And off left to right is Springer. Springer going to dive forward to the 42 of Elwood.
Yes, Slade, again, good vision there. Cut back a little bit, saw a little slice of a hole and got through it, and should be, about 3 yards to a first down.
The Blue Devils in the huddle. Wearing number 12 for the Blue Devils is Zane Emberson. He took over that number when Oliver Conaway released it this season. Slot right, split left. Shotgun formation. We'll take the snap, handoff. Right to left, Slade Springer. Jess Pryor in the mouth marking at the 35. Got another first down.
Boy, he's holding on to the ball now. I noticed again looking through the binoculars, we used to tell him to cover the football with two hands, kind of cross-buck-like, hands on each end. Now they tell you hold it by the point and grab your own wrist and pull it in with your off hand. So he was definitely doing that. I could see that technique as he was going through the line.
Dakota Garvin is back in the ballgame. He'll take the snap. He's a freshman. Left-handed hurler. I tell you what, that guy can throw the ball. Slot left, split right hand off to Springer. He'll go left to right. He'll look six-hole. He'll dive it forward to pick up about three.
Yeah, he kind of took his time looking on that one. And number 57 from Elwood came up and made a good hit on him.
So Dakota comes over to the sideline, gets the play from Coach Spears. Jogging off the field right there for the Blue Devils is Leland, Tim Teeter, who is number 88. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Dakota Garman. Split left, slot right. Single man in the backfield is Springer. He'll take the snap. He'll fake the handoff. He'll take the run and go right side. Break contain. He'll dive forward, and he'll pick up a first down. And he delivered the hit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he played defensive end for me in middle school, and he's a hitter. He doesn't shy away from anything, and good athlete, and yeah, you're not going to tackle him with an arm tackle, that's for sure.
So Dakota Garman going to get the play. 20 seconds on the play clock. Game clock is at 4 minutes. Clock moving. Blue Devils have the ball at the Elwood 25-yard line from the right hash. Going towards the scoreboard. 5 seconds on the play clock. Shotgun. They'll take a snap. Garman. Dive it forward. Springer. Going to be a flag thrown over here by the line judge. On the west line judge, he's going to throw a flag.
Yeah, it looked like possibly an illegal shift there. Somebody was moving in the backfield. I think this slot receiver on this side was kind of never got set. His feet were still moving.
Well, I'll not back it up. He'll back it up. Here's a call from the line of scrimmage. Okay, they're going to back it up 5. You're right, Larry. Right on the money.
Yeah, sometimes these old eyes don't fail me, AJ.
I tell you what, do you wear glasses?
I do and I don't. They're prescribed, but I don't wear them.
Mine are prescribed, and I got to wear them.
Well, that's why I'm using the binoculars tonight.
I always take mine off to sleep. So, shotgun formation, Dakota Garman, whistle, stop play. They're going to stop the play. They're going to say the snap didn't happen. And it's going to be another illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. They're going to lose 5 more. So it's going to be a second down and 20. First and 20.
Yeah, well, at least it's a first and 20. I don't know what kind of play you call for that, but, yeah, you got some new guys in there. They're probably antsy, you know, some of them their first action maybe at the high school level, so they'll calm down here.
So Blue Devils have the ball at the 35 of Elwood, the right hash. They break huddle. Play clock at 12. Shotgun snap. Pitch goes left to Springer. Springer had to eyeball the pitch to his hands about that time. Elwood Panthers were in the backfield.
Yeah, I think I was going to call numbers, but it probably would be better to call the number that wasn't on him because about seven guys took him down.
So they responded, no gain, second down 20 for the Blue Devils. Ball closer to the middle of the field, resting on the 35-yard line. Shotgun formation, Dakota Garmin. Slot right, split left, movement. Another flag, going to be illegal procedure. Garmin's going to dive forward, but that play will go for nothing. And they'll go back to the line of scrimmage and back it up five again.
Yeah, it's guys got some happy feet out there. They need to get set and just wait for the snap.
So, illegal shift. And so Dakota Gartman comes to the sideline and pick up the play from Coach Shear. Clock still moving. 1:32 left. Spots the football midfield at the 40 of Elwood. At 1:24 left, we might see just a couple of more plays.
Yeah, and I think those illegal shifts might be, on Dakota. He's pretty amped up. He may be calling that cadence a little fast. Guys aren't used to getting set that quick.
Shotgun. Dakota Garmin takes shotgun snap. Hands off. Slade Springer. Slade Springer back to the line of scrimmage. 1 minute left here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's been pretty much total domination by the Blue Devils here tonight. I don't know what the yardage looks like, but they've got a ton of it.
Blue Devils are going to be home next week. Blue Devils will have a good week of practice, and they'll welcome West Lafayette.
Yeah, they better have a good week of practice, because West Lafayette's going to come in here ready to take it to them.
West Lafayette at McCutcheon tonight. Keeping the football. Good fake. Dakota Garmin, he's going to go inside the 40, inside the 35. He's loose up the sideline. He's going to get inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. And I'm pretty sure that time clock is going to empty out.
Yeah, I think so. And another flag, again, looks like it's in kind of a downfield holding position is where you usually see that flag.
So the clock is at 8 seconds. They're not going to run another play. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that's going to complete the ball game. The final score, Tipton Blue Devils 38, Elwood Panthers 0, and we'll mention the Elwood Panthers next week. It's going to be September 1st next Friday, 7 o'clock ball game. Frankton will be at Elwood, and the Blue Devils next week, it'll be at 7:30 start time. It's going to be West Lafayette Red Devils. They'll be right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. And I think, Larry, as a good game for Tipton, they needed some composure, and they got it tonight.
Yeah, a win is always good. Helps you with your confidence, and like I said, they'll need it next week. And West Lafayette always has a good team, so I'm sure they'll be in a good battle next week. Looking forward to seeing it.
So we're about out of here. We thank you for listening, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.